Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, I do. I feel good. This is your host, Dry Bones, and welcome to the Helios Biblios Hour, the Book of the Sun. We're about to get it in. Oh, my goodness. This is going to be another one of those scratch your head and say, what the? Been a lot of talk about what's going on. We're going to hit on a lot of facets today. I want to give a shout out for all you've been listening. Appreciate y'all across the 10 regions. Thank you so much. Couldn't do it without you. We've been hearing people having problems on these shows. Sister Bev, I heard, was taking off. I don't know what the situation is, but I'm sure we'll be getting information on how to reach them and all the dry bones out there that's listening. Thank you. Now we're about to get it in. First of all, today's program is going to be fact or fiction show. Component would be civil rights. Question by James Brown. Do you really live in America, or is it even called America? Maybe on your mind and news media propaganda, you believe it's America, but under the veil of a secret constitution, which I did 10 years ago, popped up on my Facebook and all your phone shit. I said, you know, I have people come all the time and say, vindication to be all, I love y'all, thank y'all out there. We don't hit on everything. This is a 10-year-old show that I did back in the day. 10 years ago, it's come up 10 years. I said, wow, same thing we've been talking about. And I told you, you may think you live in America. And many of us was told this. I thought it was a lie, too, until you say, oh, shit, let me look this up. See, that's why I tell people who do read your Bibles, the magic book, it's a study to show thyself approved, rightly dividing the word. Obviously, some lies is mixed in with the truth. So you got to rightly divide these magical words. And we're going to get deep today. Fact or fiction. All started in a conversation I have with so many of my peoples out there listening. And my brother Ray Fauntleroy and all y'all, we was talking the other day, me and brother Ray. And he said, did you see the movie? Shirley Chisholm. I said, yeah, I seen some. I didn't really get deep in. I was running through the house, you know, EBR. But I did watch the documentary, the actual documentary, you know. And what I seen is very, I'm going to bring to your attention today, Shirley Chisholm. Now, I told you, this was a test for the future. To show you that this is a test for the future, I told you that you are under a Masonic Republic. You ain't under the Constitution. You think you under the Constitution, but that's a lie. Oh, my goodness. I mean, if I can find this out, wonder why you can't. Because you ain't looking. Seek and ye shall find. But obviously, you in the Matrix. It does not, you know, it's impossible. It's impossible for you to comprehend this if you're in the Matrix all day long, which is the metaverse, which you don't even know it. You don't even need the glasses on. Your phone is the metaverse. So, first of all, I'm going to tell you when the ratification of the Constitution. I did this 10 years ago after I learned it. I said, what? It says, one, the ratification of the Constitution, George Washington signs as 12th Hendy. That's T-W-E-L-F-H-I-N-D-I. This is the highest ranking Anglo-Saxon government. That's what it meant. It meant that some reason, the Anglo-Saxon government made this individual equal to 1,200 King Georges, or as you are equal to 1,200 presidents, congressmen, judges, local, federal, and Supreme Courts. Y'all better go look that up if I was you. Because we know everybody talking about 1777. That's also a trick. Because 1789, they claim that that's when America became America, based on the secrets. Now, the person, you should look this up so you don't think I'm tripping, because, you know, facts matters. You don't have to believe the facts. That's okay with me. 1897, an American Army officer named Charles Taunton wrote, these are the mysteries connected to the birth of the Republic. You better go look that up. Now, after we cover the facts and the fiction of the civil rights, because this right here is not, can't be no civil rights. It's either made up, it's either a fact or it's a fiction today. Better come to grips in your mind. Now, the utopian version of America is real. It's in an allegoric novel called The New Atlantis. Go look it up. They made this up in 1788. So some of y'all, come on. If you didn't read this, then it ain't my fault. You ain't look far enough. All you got to go to the 1700s where all this was conjured up. Conjured up. Well, they're conjuring up allegoric novels. 1788, the year before becoming the first president of the United States. That's what it was called, United States. Washington did become the master of the Grand Lodge of Alexandria, the lodge in Washington, D.C. Now, we're going to stop right there. The lodge name is 22. Listen to this carefully. 22. The lodge became the site of George Washington Masonic Memorial in 1932, which is the lighthouse of Alexandria, Egypt, Chemist, or the Farfels. Now, who are the watchmen at the door to check the door? No accountant to check the books. Listen carefully. Who is the watchman to check the door? No accountant to check the books. No judges to check the law. The secret government has no constitution. The rules it follows are the rules it makes up. I hope y'all ready for the Helios Biblios Hour, the book of the sun. Nothing's new under the Helios. You will see you've been played. Let's get started. Now, after talking about Brother Ray, iconic individual, I have the pleasure of still having the pleasure of knowing and being a part of my life down here in the MIA. He's connected to an individual in the Shirley Chisholm movie. And I must admit, after watching the documentary, I know that the emotionalism came into the politics in the game of the documentary. The emotion was in the play of the movie. And all the great Terrence Howard and Regina King, I mean, did a great job. I mean, I enjoyed the movie. But facts is, you would thought she was from the island immediately, but if you listen to Shirley Chisholm, she would sound like your mom. So I don't know if it's a fact that she had this accent all the time. I don't know, because I heard her before I was 10 years old, and I knew it was fever. She was coming to Arthur. Everybody know we had Arthur going to come to me in a minute. The great, he was the biggest councilman out there, Arthur Eve. And I got Buffalo connection because people don't even know Shirley Chisholm is buried in Buffalo area. Her husband in the movie is from Buffalo. All this talk of division with New York. You ever see how New Yorkers want to dog Buffalo and we the place where Tesla came from? All the scientists, the Underground Railroad, and even though they got railroads, but they were Underground Railroad, I don't know where they turned to, because they could be deep down there. They say is, we don't get into that to the 12 o'clock hour. Yeah, after 12, we'll talk about what's underneath. So above as below, but we don't get into that now. But I told you, it's all magic. Now, check this out. Now, the Congressional Black Caucus, Shirley Chisholm, is the only woman. The only one. I mean, down to earth, sensible, you know. But she's from parts of Western New York, the Buffalo, and New York City, because she lived in Buffalo, in Williamsville. Imagine Shirley Chisholm living in Williamsville, everybody, in Buffalo. Think about that one. She's in Williamsville, which is the most racist area at the time. If you got a spot in Williamsville, you had a good job. You had an automotive industrial job. Today, you can have that in New York. New York is now industrial. It's all service-oriented, service jobs. See, they didn't have no industrialism in New York. That's why everybody moved to Rochester, Buffalo. So New York is in delusion land, even its own historians. They act like they're the only part of the state. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding? You don't even travel to other part of the state, most of y'all. Most of you don't even drive. So how the hell are you getting around to see Rochester, to see Albany, to see Syracuse, to see anything, Buffalo, Niagara Falls? You don't even leave the hood, because the hood is locked down. Now, let me get deep with this, because that's the time where the hood was crazy in New York. She out of Brooklyn now. She went to Brooklyn, right where my people, you know, everybody got family out of New York if you're from New York State. Born and bred there in the New York State experience. It's a New York State of mine. I ain't saying New York City of mine. I say it's New York State of mine. Anyway, we get back, find out We don't know anything about all this black stuff going on. All we know is we see black power everywhere. We doing black power here, there. Afros, black folks got Cadillacs, good jobs, working for Trico, working for GM, working for Chrysler, working for Ford, all up in the five regions. They all up there getting paid by the corporate America, not realizing they financing the civil rights movement. How that sound, y'all? Fact or fiction? Did that sound really smart that the group that is causing the problem is financing your problem or fixing it? That right there, fact or fiction, we're going to get busy with this show today. Come to find out, my brother Ray's brother is very influential in our history here. Very, very. That family is very influential. And we're going to have him come on at another time because he had an engagement, but he's the premise for this program. So when he do come on, it's going to be hot. Going to be hot. Now, I'm only going to touch on the background stuff. But if y'all watch the movie, the portrayal of the character of this black caucus was quite interesting. Remember, Shirley also had Barbados roots, Caribbean. Remember I told you about that documentary I seen a long time ago? Brought to you by brothers at a some type of event. We look at as we see the state. It said two Americas. One was black America. The other one was Caribbean American. That's where the two clashes coming in. Because you don't remember y'all used to fight each other because that was the where y'all, the Arawaks were going to. See, y'all forgot. Y'all. We was already here tribally, so it's easy for us to dislike each other because we know each other. So they knew that. So that's why the flood of these people from the Caribbean, I'm just going to use that because we got Caribbean in our family. I just want y'all to understand the dynamics of this. Don't know that they probably fighting their cousins from earlier tribal wars. We'll get into that another show. From because we got one coming on. With herbal tribal wars that was in this land already. So y'all don't talk about the wars that was in this land already before European, because y'all want to lie, fact of fiction, our history, because you want to leave out this narrative that was already produced for you. But I'm going to let it go till we get to the meat and potatoes of all this. And you want some vegetables, I got some good collard greens for you. Now, this organization, we had no idea, but I'm going to read what they say. We established in 1971 to put forth policies and legislation, and this all has to do with equal rights. Now, I just came from Miami. Shout out to my brother Rob Esquire. We were at the event. Beautiful Biscayne, 1717 Biscayne. Told y'all, if y'all been there, you know that's the spot. All everybody's hanging in that bad boy because back of it, all your stuff, your parties over there, everything's around there. Heat game is right there. Everything right there. Got a metro mover. Take you right around the loop and stuff. You know, if you've been here, you know what I'm talking about. But what I heard at the seminar by realtors that was there, there's a problem. There's a problem in the housing market, which what the Congressional Black Caucus whole premise was based on. So let me just continue. They put forth legislation to ensure equal rights, opportunities to access to black Americans and other marginalized communities. Now, see, this is where this part is the trick. You don't really have time to be worrying about other communities when your ass got major problems. How that sound, y'all? Your house on fire, and you going to worry about now saving somebody else's house who ain't on fire. See what I'm saying? Your house on fire, like Dr. King said, and somehow legislation adds on trickery saying, and marginalize other, that word other in law is deep, other marginalized communities. It is a nonpartisan body. Oh, my goodness. Now, you know that's a lie because ain't no blacks time of the correct. They all Democrats. Now, here's where it gets deep, y'all, because I'm going to set y'all up. Oh, it's going to be a setup game today. All this is going on with the Democrats. Don't even worry about the Republican Party. This is the Democratic Party. And they fighting people like George Wallace, who was a Democrat, running. You see, Shirley Chisholm running against segregationists. Think about that. Now, I'm going to show you the dynamics of the paradigm of when we transition to they practice on the first black one. It was all set up. Now, she gets in from New York, not from Western New York, even though she did a lot of work in Buffalo area and all that stuff. They took her to the communist area of New York, Democratic seated congregation there. And they decided they're going to create this thing. Let me get to the premise now of what they say, equal rights for blacks, communities, nonpartisan. Well, they're definitely not partisan because they hate Republicans today. They strictly hate, ain't no part. Matter of fact, you could tell by NPR. They supposed with your tax base, show you how ignorant the American people are, and they said they were going to dumb you down. We got the proof today. It worked. I could percentagely, numerically tell you they have absolutely worked. Absolutely worked. And I'm not that bright a man. Absolutely, percentage-wise, you will see today, without unequivocally factual information, that this is an absolute absurdity that you could not figure this out. Okay. Let's get busy. Now, you know y'all ain't got no damn Republicans in this party at all. So the whole party ain't even nonpartisan. The whole party is Democrat. Now, how's that sound? And the party they fighting is the Ku Klux Klan Democrats. So the black people is fighting the Ku Klux Klan in their own party. Fact or fiction? We're going to get busy today. Fact or fiction? Which one is it? Now, I'm going to name that this is a magic show because you have to think about this one. They served from 1969 to 71. The organization was renamed. See, first it was the Congressional. Then it became the Congressional Black Caucus. But first they were called, you know, they were organized and renamed to the Congressional Black Caucus in February 1971. On the motion of Charles Rangel of New York. Now, Charles Rangel, smooth as hell. When we growing up, until you learn about people as you grow up, he was smooth. He would come in, Buffalo. I mean, he dapper Don, light skin, wavy hair, looked like a pimp. But he was smooth because everybody was like a pimp back in the day because exploitation movies made us want to be pimps. Everybody in my hood that thought they was bad had curls, had fur coats, made us want to get fur coats. Everything we followed was just like the pimp movies. So it worked. Fact or fiction. It worked. Now, Charles Rangel, and I told you, this is magic. So numbers count. There's 13 founding members of the caucus. Now, they started out the same way the country started out, what I told you was the secret constitution. The same way the country started out, the same way the Congressional Black Caucus starts out. Ain't that strange? They got to have 13 members only, just like the 13 colonies, just like the 13 families, or the 13 bloodlines. Okay, let's keep it rolling now. Now, this is going to be fun. I love it. This is like, you know, can't wait for the NBA today. It's going to be nice today. It's all scripted. Now, the 13 founding members of the caucus, the 13 congressional caucus members are Perrin Mitchell, these are all men now, Perrin Mitchell, Charles Rangel, Bill Clay, Ron Dillams, George Lewis Stokes, you know Lewis Stokes, Ralph Metcalf, John Conyers of where? Detroit, everybody, the one who was giving you the bill H.R. 40 that I used to hear at every Farrakhan speech that he was alive going to. That was the number one call when I got into the knowledge of what was supposedly black freedom. Yeah, that's the reparation man. And notice, ain't no reparations. Let's keep it rolling. And Walter Fauntleroy. Now, Ray going to kick it on that one. I'm just going to mention Walter Fauntleroy, but big player in this movie and in the documentary. Robert N.C. Nix, Sr., Charles Diggs, and the only woman, Shirley Chisholm. Augustus Hawkins and Chisholm were referred to as the unbrought, unbossed. You know, she was unbrought and unbossed, you know. She didn't play with them. I'm like, wow, this is interesting. You know, I'm looking at all this, 13, she the only woman. Think about that, the widow son. She's the only woman. Now, her passport, I believe, says New York, even though she lived in Barbados because they're of a Barbados descent. Now, you know, Rihanna's from Barbados. You know how that works. They got to keep everybody prevalent. Now, 13. Here we go again. Now, out of the 13. Now, this is how you know. Out of 13, 5 is Prince Hall Freemason. I will give you the 5. 5 of them. See, 5. I mean, 13, 5. How much more? Okay. Let me keep it moving. And those 5 became involved in the civil rights that Stokes, John Conyers, Rango, Hawkins, and Metcalf. Now, I want y'all to go look up Stokes. Uh-huh. And you tell me, your area, your region, did anything materialize that is fact or fiction that they fed us in the 70s? I'm a kid. My parents probably ate the whole kid and caboodle. You know, they ate the whole sandwich. Hook, line, and sinker. I know they did. So I ain't going to lie about y'all family. I know my family believed everything they said. So did we. Until we woke up and got some light on the situation, some investigative eye, third eye, to see what the hell could this be happening here. Now, Shirley Chisholm, after we got the 5 out the way, here goes some more numbers. See, listen to that 5. And we just did a show 5 yesterday. Last week, yesterday, we did the show. Oh, but we got 5 on. I told you they got control of what? Your housing, your travel, your food. It's everything. Went to the seminar, Hope. A wonderful, wonderful event. I'll be going to any of them they got. I'm going to look forward to working with y'all because they had civil rights DOJ people there. I'll tell you this much. If we don't wake up on this one, it's going to be interesting. So let's go. Now, what they accomplished before 72, I'm about to put it on now, before 72, you got to understand something here. They dealing with a crazy regime. They don't kill people. They don't kill all, I mean, they knocking them all. But so y'all thought it was, no, they was killing a whole bunch of people. They wasn't playing. They wasn't playing. They had, what, LBJ and your boy JFK. LBJ is who she, you know, Nixon, all that stuff now. The Nixon thing. Now, Nixon is a Republican. Well, Nixon, now here's how it gets crazy. Nixon is a Republican. The Civil Rights Bill has already been passed because the Civil Rights Workers and Civil Rights, you know, SCLC and NAACP said that they had secured civil rights. They did the bill. Oh, yeah. They're signing the bill, everything, and boom, boom, boom. Like I said, what a dichotomy this is. I mean, how does the group that's Democrats put a civil rights bill in, get stopped by their own people, and the Republican Party makes the bill go through? Because the party that is y'all, Shirley Chisholm, did not want civil rights. Her own party did not want the civil rights. Now, y'all, this is amazing. I said, man, this is weird. How the hell you fighting Byrd, Senator Byrd? They all Democrats. I mean, I don't see how y'all can't. They the party. They got the whole Klan in the party with the blacks. The blacks in the Klan with the party. Now, you can't say that's a fact or fiction. I'm going to hear y'all today on this one. So what they did was, because of the magic 5 that Malcolm X talked about, the magic ones, the magic magicians, they came up with a, listen to the number, they presented a 32-page document, including recommendations for the eradication of racism. Okay, let's go with that one first. I'm in this 2024. I just left a Civil Rights Commission on housing in Dade County. Just left it. And it's hard to stop anything. Even the realtors having a problem because most of your appraisals are controlled. So when blacks go for a house, they don't get the same appraisal that sometimes a white or now Hispanic individual will get, depending on your area code. You getting bad appraisals. That's the Civil Rights Commission. How come ain't no friggin' where's El Sharpton and them on that stuff? I ain't worried about Trump, but y'all is because you got delusional syndrome. Anybody worrying about one man on TV got to be, I'm gonna get deep. I'm gonna say fucked up in the head because that's all you know. Now you don't know nothing about the back behind deals that they've been fostering while you watch the stupidity. Just amazing. Now those five who gave him the 32 pages to eradicate racism and provide equality housing for black families and to promote. Now, this is where it gets crazy. Let me set the tape up for y'all so y'all can see how corrupt this is. And you tell, and then we're going to get into later how Dubai ran. I got a program out this world for you. It's going to be unbelievable for those of you who can handle the facts. You can't jump on to a lower knowledge level show. I don't have a problem with that. It does not bother me one bit at all. Anybody know me say, okay. Ain't no shame in your game to jump off ship if you cannot navigate. That's why you hit the bridge. Hit the bridge. Oh, man, this is going to be wonderful. Are y'all ready for this? Okay, let's get it on. Now, I'm going to show you something. Corruption is deep. I mean, really deep. And we're going to go there. Now, the recommendation, like I told you, and to promote, this is the other part, and to promote full engagement of blacks in government. Now, this is what they came up in the 30. See, no one told you about the 32 pages that they presented to get the meeting. They got the meeting because the media wanted to have that meeting because they had Shirley Chisholm running around with the Black Panthers. Over there, she had Diane Carroll in the movie. I mean, Hollywood has always been in the pockets of the Democratic Party because they're the Democrats, plain and simple. And it's an agenda. It's an agenda. So the first, what are we on? The first half hour, I'm about to go 15 more minutes before I start bringing in y'all in here. It's important to know that Nixon also came up with the 10 regional plans. Now, I want to tell you that this is something that I can understand how anybody in their right mind can think this is not gone. They just reintroduced FISA. 30 Republicans joined on to them. So all you white conservatives and black conservatives out there, you can see the traitor mechanism is in the party. 30 of them. See, 30 shuckles of silver, ain't it 30 pieces of silver? Is that mom? Make sure y'all hit me up with that. 30 pieces of silver. You got 30 Republicans want to go with the FISA, the same law that spied on Trump. Now, regardless how you feel, it's symbolic because if Trump could be attacked, imagine if these laws go into effect that you could do what they're doing, imagine what they're going to do to us. Told you that us has always been the Jesus construct. I said the Jesus construct. Okay? Now, 32 pages. Y'all tell me when we get in, get y'all in the queue, did they eradicate racism? Fact or fiction? Did they provide quality housing for black families today? Maybe in Atlanta. And promote full engagement of blacks. Yeah, they got all kind of blacks in power. You see what the blacks in power are doing? Robbing from their own people. We got judges in Atlanta. She robbed them. Talking about this racism. See, they're using racism, but those of us who are experiencing it, now it looks belittled because we got fools and buffoons playing racism, which is a word made up by communism. The Communist Party made the word racism. It was made up by them. Look it up. Fact or fiction? Why don't you come out here? Fact or fiction? All you intellectuals out there. Fact or fiction? It's made up by communism. Trotsky and them made the word up. It means dissident. So every time you hear a person say racism, it means they're dissident to our thoughts. And they're using it so smart and so smooth. You got to give them credit. Now, with all this going on, you would think the black people would know about LBJ, right? This man is the man that said, I would have every black voting Democrat. Ain't that amazing? Now, it's amazing that a president that's dealt with Shirley Chisholm, because, you know, she went to go see George Wallace, which that was a new dynamic because that's not in the documentary about the shooting of it's about her run. And I said, wow. That is really deep that she went to go see George Wallace. I mean, you know, gave him the handshake and he held her hand. It's like she was a spiritual mammy. I said, this is amazing. And it worked. Now, here is a woman. Now, let's go with the Christian concept. All y'all Christians out there, you should be embracing the racist. She did it. You see how that racist was crying in the bed? George Wallace was crying. He was crying saying, thank you, Shirley. Please keep praying for me. I say, well, damn, if this is real, which I'm assuming it is, but the facts, maybe it ain't all real, because that's where my brother Ray will come in sooner or later, not this week, but sooner we're going to come uncover what's real and not real part of this most dynamic period of our history, because she is a retrospect of Kamala Harris. See, Willie Brown was in the movie. He was the one that went to see. The whole premise was the black men was instructed. We had one black widow. And she was over the sons. She was unfiltered, unbossed. And they all promised her that it was going to give her some power. But it didn't happen. Now, I'm going to play why this got to be, because this is a true LBJ. I got this clip. LBJ killed his own sister. Listen carefully.
Which only helped Johnson in keeping Kinzer quiet. Wallace was arrested and charged with murder, but was released on bail after Edward Clark arranged for two of Johnson's financial supporters, M.E. Ruby and Bill Carroll, to post the bond for Wallace. Johnson's personal attorney, John Cofer, also agreed to represent Wallace. Wallace was found guilty of first-degree murder, and the jury that voted 11-1 for the death penalty was overruled. Judge Charles O. Betts, a friend of LBJ, overruled the jury and announced a sentence of 5 years imprisonment. Then, he suspended the sentence and Wallace was immediately freed. At that time, the jurors in Texas had to agree to the sentence, because under Texas law, juries decided the punishment, not the judge, and they had to agree to the judge's decision. And they did. According to Bill Adler of the Texas Observer, several of the jurors telephoned John Kinzer's parents to apologize for agreeing to a suspended sentence, but said that they did so only because threats had been made against their families. Another point of interest was the connection of LBJ to one Billy Sol Estes. Estes apparently cut a lucrative deal with LBJ. Over the next couple of years, Estes ran a vast scam using federal agricultural subsidies. According to Estes himself, he obtained $21 million a year for growing and storing non-existent crops of cotton. This would have been a major problem for Johnson politically, and his sister knew about it. In 1960, Henry Marshall with the U.S. Department of Agriculture was investigating Johnson and Estes regarding their illegal business defrauding the government. Marshall was offered a promotion to Washington, D.C. to drop the investigation, but he refused. According to Estes, on January 17, 1961, Lyndon Johnson told Wallace, quote, get rid of him, end quote, meaning Marshall. And Marshall was murdered to keep him quiet and protect Johnson and Estes. According to Estes' testimony, Wallace followed Marshall to a remote area of his farm and beat him nearly unconscious. Then, while trying to asphyxiate him with exhaust from Marshall's pickup truck, Wallace thought he heard someone approaching the scene and hastily grabbed a rifle. Wallace then fired 5 shots into Marshall, killing him, and fled the scene. Through LBJ's connections with the local law enforcement, the murder was amazingly ruled a suicide. No pictures were taken of the crime scene, no blood samples were taken of the stains on the truck, which was washed and waxed the following day, and no fingerprints were taken from the rifle or the pickup. Also in 1960, John F. Kennedy brought Johnson on as his running mate to secure Southern conservative votes. Johnson had to make sure that his background was very clean. In addition, after Robert Kennedy became Attorney General, he also started an investigation. He began talking to witnesses. Johnson's sister had to go. The official story is that Josepha died of a cerebral hemorrhage on December 25, 1961, and was found in her bed. Despite state law, no autopsy was conducted, so how could they know the cause of death? 23 years later, the lawyer, Douglas Caddy, wrote to Stephen S. Trott at the U.S. Department of Justice. In the letter, Caddy claimed that Billy Sol Estes, Lyndon B. Johnson, Mack Wallace, and Cliff Carter had been involved in the murders of several people, including Josepha Johnson and John Kinzer. Kennedy won his unquestionable close election against Vice President Richard M. Nixon due to reported widespread fraud and vote buying by his father, former Prohibition bootlegger and U.S. Ambassador to Great Britain Joseph Kennedy Sr., who recruited his mafia friends through mob boss Sam Giancana in major cities like Chicago to bundle ballots and coerce voters. But LBJ had more problems. As the new Attorney General, Robert F. Kennedy, was already investigating Johnson and his associates for a multitude of crimes, and they had Democrat support in Congress from members who hated Johnson. These investigations went away after JFK was killed. On November 22, 1963, Kennedy was shot and killed while riding in a motorcade in Dallas, Texas. Johnson was then sworn in as president later that day aboard Air Force One. It has always been assumed, and at least one member of the Warren Commission believed, that LBJ was behind the hit because he hated Kennedy and because of the investigations into his criminal activities. Defeating Republican candidate Barry Goldwater by more than 15 million votes in the 1964 presidential election, Johnson introduced a slate of new reforms that he said would build a great society for all Americans. Johnson was looking to run for re-election, and he needed to have secure black votes, not yet convinced by his getting the Civil Rights Act of 1964 passed through the House of Representatives, approved with bipartisan support by a vote of 290 to 130. All Republicans and only a few Democrats voted for the bill. This was later revised in 1968 to aid Native Americans.
What?
But the bill had to pass the Senate, and Johnson needed Republican support because his fellow Democrats were not on board. The bill then moved to the U.S. Senate, where Southern and border state Democrats staged a 75-day filibuster against it. This was one of the longest filibusters in U.S. history, and Senator Robert Byrd of West Virginia, a former Ku Klux Klan member, spoke for over 14 consecutive hours arguing against civil rights for blacks. The Republican majority passed it in the Senate. The law prohibited racial segregation and discrimination in places of public accommodation, discrimination by race or sex in employment and union membership, and new guarantees of equal voting rights. The Department of Justice could bring lawsuits against local school boards to end discrimination, leading to desegregation. The constitutionality of the law was immediately challenged by Democrats, but it was upheld by the Supreme Court in 1964. Johnson decided to begin working on the Great Society program to ensure that black Americans would have a good reason to vote for Democrats in the future. His plan was to have American taxpayer money dispersed primarily among the black community in particular, but also poor whites, who were all generally impoverished and less educated. However, the expansion of government and a strategy focused on handouts that discouraged self-improvement caused more harm than good, and it did not help the poor. 5 decades later, after President Johnson initiated the war on poverty, America remained at around the same percentage of people still living in poverty as it did back then. In 1964, the poverty rate was approximately 19%. Today, it's around 15%, said Project 21 spokesman Darren Green in 2014.
Now, 10 years later, we 2024. Did y'all hear? He said they revived the bill for Native Americans. Now, that right there should be your wake-up call, our wake-up call. That was the call. I said, what? I'm not even comprehending political power. But yet, everything connects. Kamala Harris, California. Shirley Chisholm got her start really big. She needed a delegate out of California, remember? Who was the person stopping it? Brown, Willie Brown. Kamala Harris had an affair with Willie Brown. Oh, yeah. Go look it up. Shirley Chisholm. Born here, but family over there. Kamala Harris. Born here, family from India. Barbados, full of India. I ain't mad about that. Beautiful people, beautiful women, beautiful lot of shit, beautiful food, everything. But I'm just telling you the facts. Can't handle the facts. Better jump on a dumber show because that's the facts. Now, I'm about to jump into this because I got to get it started for y'all to come on. While all this is going on, you think about what they're doing now. People that you claim, I got Shirley Chisholm tape. I can play her soon. I want y'all to hear this, but the connection to Buffalo, but I want to hear from y'all. Fact or fiction, this whole civil rights, you decide. 0997, let's start it. Oh, 0997. 9161. You next.
Hey, okay. What's going on, Drabo?
Yes, guys. Okay, you bet to be first. Go ahead.
Hey, look, man. I'm glad you're here, man, because, you know, that's good stuff you're playing, man. I was just looking at all the stuff going on throughout the week. You know, they had all these psyops that went on. You know how we break down all these little con games they ran, right? You talk about civil rights. You know, how about they release that movie Civil War last week on the anniversary of Civil War?
Yeah. I gotta watch. I'm going to see that. We're gonna break that one down. I can't wait.
I'm going to see it maybe this week. So just hold tight. Let me. But I read the trailer and it said it talks about a dystopian future.
Yeah, dystopia. Yeah.
Now look. So on the 19th, you know, down there in Baltimore, Montgomery County, they said they stopped some 18-year-old teen from shooting up a school. And I said, well, that's kind of odd. And guess what? It was the anniversary of the Columbine shooting. I'm like, come on, man.
That's crazy.
Now,
yeah, that's outrageous.
In Richmond, Virginia, we got a case to happen on the same day, right? And, you know, they put a curfew for the people in Richmond Redevelopment Housing Authority. Say if you're under 18, you can't be outside. Yeah, put a
curfew on.
We had like 9 students since Easter, but I'm like, I thought children was in the house after 11 anyway, so why you restricted to them? You know, we got a lot of prom things going on, things like that. So that's another thing going on. Then, you know, yesterday, I noticed they passed the $95 billion package with the TikTok. They had Mike Johnson and them, you know, the Republicans and Democrats passed it. $60 billion to Ukraine, 20-some billion to Israel, and Taiwan. Now, Mike Johnson, like I always tell people, you got to remember Mike Johnson, big fan of Israel, pharmaceutical company. That's his biggest backers. He went to Israel in 2020. Now, but they didn't tell you what yesterday was. Yesterday, Jabo, you know, they had the NBA playoffs starting. You know, they had the Lakers, Denver. They had the fight. They had the fight going on. You know, I think the guy Garcia beat the guy, right? You know, they talked about it. I think the Garcia, Hispanic guy, beat the black man, whatever the case. But look, check this out. Yesterday was Stoner's Day. You know, they call it Stoner's Day.
420.
But they would tell you the truth. It's Adolf Hitler's birthday, man. They got you again.
That's a hell of a, but boy, that's a good one, my brother. Go ahead, keep it going. You're on fire.
Look, let me say this. And remember I told you weeks ago in Baltimore about the ship? Now, 3 weeks later, they doing an FBI investigation. See? I thought it was no criminal activity. I thought everything was everything.
Now
you got your Teslas. They say they're getting stuck in the accelerator, getting stuck with the cyber trucks. And I said, well, they want you to go to a cyber world, but they ain't even got the thing. And last thing I'm going to say, drive on, listen closer now. People pay attention.
Go ahead.
Because I'm about to do a show on it on YouTube. We're going to be a part of it. Listen closely. Remember, you know, 2008, they said we were going to have a bailout. They did Obama bailed out the banks.
Right. Right.
Well, this time they talk about doing a bail-in. Well, that means speaking hard economic times, they're going to bail in your money when you can't get it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the premise. Now, I'm going to go with what you just said, put some factual fire on this bad boy. According to the economists and all economics groups out there talking about the economy, the Feds will have to, after listening to this housing, again, another shout out to Hope. If y'all need help in Dade County, call for Hope, because unfortunately, collapse. Otherwise, it'd be all over. Now, the housing market got to have an issue, y'all, because they said that if they've been doing the testing, like you've been saying, everybody been saying on this line, they've been doing the testing through PSYOP, shutting down something, see how they react, boom, 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 turn it back on. They did the Atlanta airport. They did different areas of the country. This is called the 10 regional plan. We did it back during Jade Helm. That's how long we've been talking about it. See, because you don't hear it no more, don't mean it ain't exist. Jade Helm said they were going to do strategic military training all through the 10 regions. You in Virginia out there, go to Region 3. Punch in Region 3 plan for your area. Region 3 plan, and you will see some things popping up just like I talked about. Again, they have already just started the boat going. They said that they're going to do this. Y'all see them? They're going to exaggerate a hyperball. The people who understand the technology know what this is. And this is true. They're going to create a hyperbowl.
Region 3, right?
Yeah. They're going to create a hyperbowl.
I'm going to look it up.
Yeah, hyperbowl. It's hyperball. B-O-L-E. They're going to use it. Y'all already seen it. It's already happening. They're going to cause where if they already said if the internet go down for just a day, it would result in $11 billion of losses each day. And $43 billion worldwide, it would definitely collapse. So I've already said, the globalists said that this coming out their own mouth, not mine, this coming out their own WEF forums, said they have been warning the public since the late 2020 that a cyber pandemic or cyber attack are coming, and they will make COVID look like a walk in the park. That's fact of fiction,
hey.
Y'all. I'm reading their own words. Let's
hey,
get it on.
Wait a minute. Stay right there. Stay right there. I'm glad you mentioned that, Dry Bones. That's good.
Go ahead.
Good.
Get some more calls. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. That's true. And that also goes to show you why every time me, you, people try to connect. And, like, I'm out in the gym today working out, and they say my phone don't have no service, but I walk outside, now I got service. So that's why you're having all these glitches. Not a glitch in the Matrix, people. They are running tests, dry runs, Public Enemy.
Dry runs.
September 25th album said, what you going to do when the grid goes down?
Yeah. All right. Let me get some more. Mute. Let me go to 9-5-9-2-2, 5-9-2-2. Got 9-9-2-7 coming up, because I got some Shirley Chisholm that connects her to Buffalo. Going to be deep. Let me hear you. 5-5-9-2-2. Too much noise. 5-5-9-2-2. I was going to. Okay,
can you come
ahead.
Back to me? I'm in a store. Can you come
okay.
back to me?
Okay,
five,
I sure will. Okay, I got you. We go to 9-9-2-7. They listen everywhere, even in the store. I'm loving this. That's how
hey, everybody. Reservation. I want to know about the Shirley Chisholm and the connection to Buffalo.
Oh, I'm about to put it in there. You're going to hear it live. Not from me. Live. On Buffalo News. That's what's so crazy about it. It was on Buffalo News. That's what's so crazy.
I got to look this up right away. Right now.
Yeah. Don't be interesting. Just get it on. Again. Go ahead, make your point. I'm gonna play it. I just want to get this segment in before I play it. But go ahead.
Oh, you already know. Shoot, it's so much stuff.
Well,
the linking up. I mean, hey, it's a magical world, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
I can say is, I had to look up that hyperbowl, right quick, and all the connections. Man, I'm just going to throw this out here. Has anyone seen Fallout yet? I need y'all to go look at Fallout Prime Video.
Oh, yes.
Please,
go
look at Fallout.
It's
very
important.
Very important. when you black watch women, that Fallout, you're going to put everything together because it might be the way they got it is like futuristic, but it's like the past.
And it's a video game. It's
together.
A video game.
And it's an old video game that
it's
I
a
played
video, it's,
of
no, it's a new one now. It's a new one out called 1776. Y'all better go check it. Telling you in the video game.
I didn't play that
yet.
A lot of it takes place in California.
Yes.
It takes place in California and Las Vegas.
That's right.
Okay. You know, Las Vegas and all down there, they got, what, aliens down there and all kinds
of
stuff. So,
yeah,
it's deep. You watch it, it's deep. Check it out. I ain't going to give it away.
You're
going to see who plays a major role in it. You're going to see who plays a major role now. I'm a black sister. I'm not black.
So let's get that right now.
That
go ahead.
That word right there, they just so connected with color. And when you find out color is not the issue, you're going to find out it's people in general all working together as one entity to destroy and have power over. And it ain't just white people. And you're gonna find out it's not just them.
Not just them. Come
it's
on, deep. You gotta be. I just gave it away. The 1717, the era of the 1717, y'all, is the era where they created some of the most diabolical thought of white supremacy.
Yeah, because that black that word right there, they use, I guess, as a hyperbole.
Yeah, hyperbole.
To get everybody connected and to believe in that black people, black this, black that, blah 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 blah. And then got us all mentally messed up into thinking that, you know, well, they're against us. And da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. We was the slave. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But you wasn't. The whole world is enslaved. The whole world was always enslaved. And they all, and then you got those that look just like you. You don't know. These people are aliens, y'all. I'm just going to put it out there. They come in all colors, but don't play the color game. They all work together as one hive, one entity, and they ain't real. They look just like us. They got the skin and everything. They like the synthetics that they're building.
Right.
So they're
right.
Shapeshifters and all of that. They're actors. They're, you know, they got you acting. Everything is an act. And everything that we're involved in right now is a simulation, and the simulation is real, okay? The simulation is put into reality, just like our fake sky. Our sky is fake as for whatever, CGI, all that. They got the technology to do all that crap. If they got the technology to make, how did we let CERN come about? How is all of these different, all this stuff like, the seeding of the clouds and everything.
Yeah, no, that's enough. The seeding of the cloud, ain't that amazing? That's
the frequency
Dubai.
Weapon.
In Dubai.
How
that's
is we allowing all of this to happen? Because clearly we're all test dummies. Definitely, I know my city is 100% test dummy every day, 24/7. We being experimented on. They come to after I found out that they had the first museum. Baby here in Buffalo, I'm like, what? They had an incubator museum for making amusement park. I'm sorry. It was an amusement park.
An amusement park.
How do you make an amusement park and then you selling real babies? Those are the Cabbage Patch Dolls right here in Buffalo, New York. It's so much evil that has been
I'm gonna go somewhere with that because you mentioned Cabbage Patch Dolls a while back, and somebody sent me who've been listening to the show that found the thing on Facebook. Somebody, I think it was a sister, but brother G, thanks for giving it to me. They
all
used to
related
command,
to that orphan train.
They Camilla.
The underground tunnel. Harriet Tubman was nothing but what was she? A human trafficker, and everybody praising her. She took some slaves from this area to another area to be slaves. So she was a human trafficker.
Now, hold on.
And we got the tunnels to prove it. But she was part of the organization. Because it's a whole organization. And what black folks
can you
are
hear
part
me?
Of that organization?
Can you hear me? Dear, calm down, please.
I'm going to stop now. I'm sorry.
Yeah, please, because you go over. I said you hit on a nerve that you're absolutely right. If they got this human trafficking going on, and we've seen it today. It ain't never stopped. It's like it's a universal.
That's right.
It's never we acting like it's just there. It's just it's never have stopped. That's the key word I want y'all to understand. What you said was a mouthful, but boy, it never stopped. So go ahead, let's go with that. Now, if this is the case that this type of history is actually the real one, and we on a fake, that's why this I put the day program out there for you. Fact or fiction? So we getting a fictional version of these people, like you know, because you saying if we look at it properly.
Right, we praising people that we really need to investigate and find out what corporation that they had put together and that's how they were getting their money
to
human trafficking.
Exactly. Now, I'm glad y'all said. Now, I want to understand this because I want y'all to hear carefully. I named y'all earlier. If y'all have not heard what we said or can't comprehend, we named you the five Freemasons. We named you that the all based on the mythical Atlantis. He gave you the author. He gave you the books to go look. Now, that's all we can do. Now, facts remain. Do you want to keep believing the lie or you want the facts? Because the facts will help you comprehend. Now, the money game. Let's go there, sister. Let's go there. Buffalo. Boy, I got what we're going to play this at, but we'll give it a little more time. We'll get a couple more calls in here. You've been saying it forever. About this. Now, if we go with what you've been saying, as frightening as it is, man, can you imagine how simple this is? Me, you could talk about this all day. That's how deep this is. We could talk about, and you imagine people can't comprehend that they mistake we was talking like we were off on some opiate going berserk and shit in La La Land when actually this is real talk. She just told you they baking robots. How long you been saying that? You've been looking it up? That movie that you're talking about, let's go to Fallout. What was the armory they was using? They was pumping in that movie?
Oh, my God. The armory that they're using is military armory that they have for real.
For real?
The helicopters that they were driving in is military helicopters that they got for real. Okay? So they
And the robot. What about the robot? The robot was real, too. Yeah.
The robots is old Tartarian robots. They're real.
They're real. Now, people think of sci-fi. They had surgeons.
They had
Jeff,
robots
where
that
you
were
at? What's sci-fi, man?
Surgeons and all kind of stuff. Same stuff that they doing today is technology that they revived. And I'm telling you, them synthetics is real. Them synthetics that they got today do have what they would say consciousness. Okay,
right.
They know what they might have been programmed with some stuff, but what they do is they start thinking for themselves, and they actually do think for themselves, and then they pretend like they don't, because this is how they're going to overpower everybody. Now, they're going to take these robots down there in them bunkers. I don't want to give it away.
Now, leave it alone. All right, I'm hitting some more. Put yourself on mute. Everybody, put yourself on mute. More callers. I got two more callers before we go into the next level. Two more calls. I got 3364, because this is unreal how we can be believing this type of stuff. 3364.
Hey, give me the bridge, dog. Give me the bridge, dog. Real large, bust the nukes. Give me the bridge, dog. Hey, man. Look here, man. Hey, I'm out here kicking it, man. We all on this fucking plane is traumatized, man, unless you're a fucking clone. Okay? I'm going to prove that we all traumatized. When you came out between your mama's legs, what the doctor bust you upside the head, though? That doctor beat your ass at the start of the trauma, right? Every one of us is traumatized, man.
I don't care, all the way from
the youngest motherfucking baby all the way to Brother Ray and Tariq don't tell me he ain't traumatized, and we all traumatized is how we roll, man. But all this evil shit coming to an end, man. That's the whole deal. But this 420, man. We the ones started 420, y'all, okay? I'm going to tell y'all how we started. Every day when we got out of school at 420 p.m., we all lit up the joint and smoked. We got high, y'all, 420, man. I remember that right now down there in Florida, man. Every day in 1970,
we lit them
spliffs up at 4:20 when we got out of school, man. Everybody lit up. We were glad to be out of school, man. This shit was fun back in 1970, man. This shit was beautiful, man. I was like in Cooley High. We got high, bro. That was fun time for me, man. I was like 14, 15 year old, man. Everybody got that good, nasty groove. But I had the fuck out, man. Fuck inside there, man. That was the most fun time of my life, brother. I wish I could get a time machine to ride there black, man.
Yeah.
But let me tell you one more thing about...
Go ahead.
Traumas, man. The worst family that got traumatized is them Kennedys, man. RFK, he's sticking people in the game. And his family, they so goddamn traumatized, they scared he's going to get shot in the head, man.
Them Kennedys, they scared
he's going to get shot in the fucking head. They traumatized because they people that got killed. So that's why they riding with Biden. Man, this shit's so fun to be alive to see this bullshit, man. I love it, bro, because this evil shit coming to an end, man. I'm loving it myself with y'all.
This is the Dry Bones. Now, let's go there, because I see what you're saying makes so much, because think about it. Kennedy got to be something. Now, I looked up some stuff, because y'all said so much stuff out. Y'all don't realize it's a team to look all this stuff up. Now, y'all been saying, if they traumatizing us, they're at a different level, because obviously we seeing our cars, everything is 5G already. They've said 5G, it's 5G. We're going into 10G. Some people say 20. If you're looking at what they actually talking to do, now I go look up stuff because, again, y'all make me do it because we all love it. Technology is divine. They taking technology, which is divine knowledge, and they using it not because the knowledge of the is, they can make it evil. It can be used for good or evil.
That's
you
right.
Decide. You decide. See, that problem is with the problem is everybody want to throw blame. You are absolutely right.
It's heaven. It's heaven or hell. How you see? How you want them to live? How you want to do your alchemy? You can make it heaven or hell, no matter what. For me, I chose to be in heaven, man. No matter what, I'm in heaven. I don't give a fuck what happens.
Now, because I put that out there, now think about what we just said with this program. I'm glad I said it's a fact of fiction. How many of y'all in fiction? Fiction means it ain't real. I just showed you they established, why would the Black Caucus establish the same way as Atlantis? 13 stars, 13 this, Jesus, 13 zodiac signs, heat in the middle. See, Shirley Chisholm is she was the feminine principle. Now, we about to get deep because we Brother West. We about to take him to the West now. See, Shirley Chisholm represented feminine principle, but it wasn't ready yet. It wasn't ready yet. The astrology did not start with them, this energy level. So what they did, they got their own magicians. I'm using the Bible story because I guess no one realizes it's right in front of you. And they use the Caduceus cult, got the women now saying they want to control their bodies. Because that's what they're running on. I told you. They got, now, y'all heard this on this program. Not many programs play it. Y'all hear the facts. I don't even say it. The people say it for you. That's how you know we blind. They've said it for us. He said, we're going to have a woman be president, and the president will die. Look how he said die. Die is D-I-E, but they're using D. E.I. Yeah. Listen carefully again. I'm going to say it one more time. They're using D.I.E. because Ford said the president died before the woman could be president. Shirley Chisholm, I told you, she went to California. Whatever she did, she got the vote. She even was able to speak Spanish. Did y'all notice that in the movie? Did y'all notice that? I did not know that. Had no idea. But that's why I told y'all, the trick is you on the deep frequency. I love y'all out there. Listen carefully. This is for everybody. If they can fool the very elect, that's what they say now. That's why what you said was about being traumatized. That's it. They fool. If you can fool, that's that script. If you can fool the very elect that you ain't never had trauma, because coming out forth of your mama, she in trauma. It's called travail. It says the cosmos will give travail. We'll be right back. I'll be taking two more calls before we even get deeper. 2 minutes, y'all. The Cosmos, y'all. The Cosmos. Cosmos, y'all left us on the
stank, man. That was stank, man. You taking me way black, man. That stank right there, man. That man stank.
Holy, oh, the dry bone. We're going to do it to you one more time. Now, I told you, we got Shirley Chisholm on here, and we're going to bring some more people to listen to what she was about, especially in Buffalo. See, Buffalo out there, y'all listening out there, she was right. Why wouldn't you experiment?
That was your song, man.
Yes, yes. Why wouldn't you experiment? You got Tesla, the original Tesla. Had power over all of New York State. He had a hotel in the middle of Manhattan, which was an energy grid. He had Buffalo.
Yep.
Because yep. If the Buffalo Electrical Bonavista, Robert Moses Power Vista, if it goes down ever, it will be done for the Eastern Seaboard because of Niagara Falls. So, are you in New York? Are we talking shit about us? You know. It's the mighty Buffalo, y'all. Now, let me get busy. Y'all in the regions, y'all. I told you. Trade has already been under control. The 5 regional trade plan, I'll give you only the facts. It's on you to show. The NAFTA deal was designed to create Interstate 5, Canamax, Camino Road, and NAFTA Superhighway. They already made. That was the reason for them taking over the gas line in America when they came in, when we had the gas line going across the native. See, I told y'all the key words was, y'all didn't even listen. I hope y'all were listening. The members said, have ears and cannot hear. He said they changed the bill to Native Americans. Did y'all hear that? They said LBJ changed the bill and made it Native American. Ain't that what it said? Okay, let's go to 6661. Y'all playing? 6661. Let's get it. I told you, we putting up the facts. Fact or fiction, what you in? Civil rights? What are you really in? 6661. Going once. Going twice. going down three times. Okay, let's go to 7249. 7249. I got all y'all online. This is heating up. 7249. Let me hear from you.
Greetings, fam. Greetings, greetings, greetings. I got
there you go.
On it, family.
Yes. Yeah. It's
what the number, man? What the number?
That's about that five.
Oh, man.
Let him talk, though. Let him talk while y'all,
hey,
before y'all start jumping in.
All right. Let me lay something heavy on y'all mind at the end of what I got to give. I think, Dry Bones, you mentioned 13 and 5. Is that correct?
That's right.
Well, okay. Now, remember, I'm always on 13 because 13 is God, but it's much deeper than that, seeing these numbers behind the words. And 5 is crucial because 5 comes to Freemason that you mentioned. 32 is that 5.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, you mentioned that 1776, but July 4th, 1776, their so-called construction of when everything started comes to a 5.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's really crucial is that 13 or 4 is Eastern Star.
Mm-hmm.
Eastern Star is 49, which is 4. 4 plus 9 is 13. And that 5 comes to Freemason. Now, we really finna get deep with these words and numbers real quick.
Go right ahead.
Now, people had mentioned, number one, we got to understand that 5 is the occult. You've been mentioning that. It's 23. You have game is 14. Rituals, these occults are dealing with rituals. Rituals are 32, the 5. Manipulators, 32. The sister said aliens. We don't know what they are. They're aliens. Alien is 14. Alien, like all people, come in color. Color is 14, part of the game. See? Mention CERN. What does CERN have to do with anything? Well, they named it CERN because CERN is 14 to 5. You mentioning clouds. Seeding the clouds, baby. Cloud is 23 to 5. Pandemic is 5. Vaccine is 5. Hospital is 5. Doctors 5. Nurses 5. Venom is 5. Death. You said dead. D-I-E-N-D-E-I. Dead. Die. Die is 5. Armor. We're armoring up. Armor is 5. They called it the coronavirus is 5. Chemtrails is 5. Your tower is 5. West said, it's in my heaven. Heaven is 5 because your heaven is your brain. Brain is 5. It starts at your thought. Thought is 5 within your temple because they're using a tower. Temple is 23 and tower is 23. I said all of this. It's on the current 32 of the wind, 14. I said all of this. What have they told us? I got 5 on it. They said to be saved, everything has to come through Jesus Christ, baby. Jesus Christ is 59. 5 plus 9 is 14. It's the damn 5, y'all. It's the 5. It ain't the words. It's the number that we understand that they pushing on us because it's called the 5. 59 is the Hegelian dialect. Hegelian dialect is 59, and that's problem, reaction, solution. They finance and created the damn problem.
Mm-hmm.
Watch our reaction, and they have the solution finance and ready to put into effect. Remember, it's got to come through the 5.
Okay,
they just
man.
Gave us a character called Christ.
That's where the guys, Brother Eddie, hold on, stay with me. Don't go nowhere. Damn. So,
bring it down, brother. Bring it down.
Everything is a product.
Who benefits?
Everything is a product.
Y'all write down the numbers, man. Y'all write down the numbers, man. I won $10 off of Eddie, man. He be busting them numbers. Y'all eat bullshit, man.
You want $10?
Y'all better write your numbers down. He's speaking, man. I want some money off you, man. You just say having the bullshit.
Yeah, I'm gonna say this. Everybody know, y'all know, it's gematria and etymology. It's if you don't look up the words with the numbers, that's just basic 101. That's what we learned. That's what everybody I know learns. That's why we on there doing what we do. Now, the question to that is, it's a counter reaction too. Now, how do we see, like, for instance, we just seen them use this weapon in Dubai. It rained for a full year, y'all. One full year of rain in Dubai caused, I mean, it's almost apocalyptic events, it looks like. Because remember, they made that into what it is. Fact or fiction? They said they seed in the clouds. Now, the question is...
Hey, Johnson said that, man. Johnson said that. We played Johnson, that on your show, man.
Like, yeah, that's right. Right. So they seed in the clouds. So I'm saying, now, that means that even the Islamic world...
Operation Papa.
Yeah, even the Islamic world. They play by the numbers, too, because remember... They book is the same way. All these books that we've been reading, that Brother Eddie said, all of them got gematria in these books, just like that Atlantis. Now, the question is our own people dealing in the... Let's go where we going with this premise, because we know, but our people practicing it too. Look at that. They had 13 Congressional Black Caucus members. 5, Prince Hall. I mean, they using the whole book. 32 pages of a document recommending eradication, which y'all know it ain't happened. That's why we doing it. So basically, it's a fact of fiction. Because is America America? Or is it a Masonic Republic? Which one is it? We're going to get deep now. I told you, I'm going to open up the can of worms. Y'all want to talk about these numbers and all this words? Let's do it. Now, Brother Eddie, you've been bone marrow. You've been with us like bone marrow. So all I can say is Wednesday nights, please. Y'all better tune in and get in because the numbers is real. That's a fact. Now, let's go with what you're saying about what you think about the CDC, Congressional Black Caucus. Like they use a numerology too, 1971. She runs and corners make this movie. And let's go with that. I'm going to bring some new stuff to the table now. Now, Regina King, I love her. You know, we love Regina King. But look how her son had this crazy death, and then she gets the first black woman to have she got producing right. I looked at the credits. I look at everything.
Yep.
I said, yep. Well, damn, is this some type of, what's going on? That's where I'm at with it. What's going on, y'all? That all of a sudden, some type of, I mean, they claim there's blood sacrifices out there, that when we see this type of stuff, and then the movie is connected to Kamala Harris.
Yep, and she started out on that show 227. Remember that? On 227?
Yes, 227. Look at those numbers, y'all. And I used to love it. I watched that Facebook. See, they got us on rock. Let's go with the number, brother. We're going to do a show. We're going to do a show. Because I keep telling people, I said, man, it's rough. Y'all don't realize it takes a lot to get everybody across the country on one accord like this. Y'all don't even know it is difficult to keep it up. And I do it because I love it. It's the shit. But I'm telling you, we about to stay in tune, real in tune. Y'all hitting on it. Look what they use in Hollywood. Remember, in the movie, Dan Carroll was the one who was acting like she was fucking the Black Panther the way she was acting. She acted like I had full control. She said they was throwing money at them for nothing. Now, here's what I want y'all to think about, y'all. If this is real, this numerology, this cult language, then these people may not be who we think they are. If they able to actually navigate and control the airways, control the shit that they doing, and we acting like it don't really happen, and then we find out we really controlled by all this media. Think about the media we on now. Y'all saying y'all getting taken off shows. I told you it was gonna happen. You heard me say this personally. Man, shoot. After what they did us to keep on these shows, but I had to give my passport and everything. They want to know who we were after that crazy stuff that happened back in the day. That's how long we've been doing this thing. And y'all saying to me, you got to say, is it fact or fiction that it's really happening? Because it's happening. All y'all been saying, y'all like magicians yourselves, because if you could see into the crystal ball, which is your head, everything that's going on, think how blessed you are right now. Think how blessed you are right now.
Yep.
Like we about to get deep right quick. We got to get deeper. I'll tell you, they about to do something. Yeah, they about to do something.
We not be less. We enriched. Not be less. Enriched.
Yeah. And Rich, because I keep telling people, it takes a lot to comprehend this stuff that we talking. And it ain't easy to maneuver through a system already told to be designed. You just heard the president. I played it for you. Y'all don't even know. If y'all look at those people that they said in that documentary, you'll be frightened to death. You say, oh, my God. Man, what they was doing, Puff Daddy looked like a piece of shit, what they was doing. If you think what Puff Daddy was doing, you got to be, man, these motherfuckers were sawing motherfuckers up and having sex. Now, I'm just telling you, if you go too far to the edge of knowledge, remember it says knowledge can scare the shit out of you. Because you can find yourself saying, wait a minute, we at the point where our own people, are they real? You telling me people can listen to Roland Martin? All because of what? A fraternity order. That's the only reason they listen to him. He corny as hell. I mean, he cool probably hanging out, watching TV, football game, all that shit, but the conversation is strictly for the Democrat. I'm going to tell you why I say this. Shirley Chisholm, about to play for you, Buffalo. Shirley Chisholm. And you think about it. I want to ask Buffalo, do you remember this now? Because this is recent to you, Buffalo. Hope you're listening. I've been there many times. I've seen Harriet Tubman roll. If it is there, hit me up. But I did not know about this.
Unbought and unbossed. Those are the words inscribed on the tombstone of a trailblazer with ties to Western New York. Good evening once again. I'm Keith Ranford. That trailblazer was Shirley Chisholm. She was the first black woman elected to Congress and the first woman to run for the Democratic Party's presidential nomination. Tonight, as the nation draws similarities between Ms. Chisholm and Kamala Harris, we're looking at the life and legacy of this political pioneer whose final resting place is right here in Buffalo at Forest Lawn Cemetery. Here's 7 Eyewitness News reporter Alla Araby.
A woman who was unbought and unbossed, U.S. Congresswoman Shirley Chisholm, was the first African-American woman to serve in the House of Representatives.
She was a very strong woman who was very strong in her convictions and her beliefs, and that she fought really hard against a lot of social obstacles.
She was born in Brooklyn in 1924, and after marrying Western New York native Arthur Hardwick Jr., they made Williamsville their home. After graduating college, she worked as a nursery school teacher and a director of daycare centers. She then got her master's degree in early childhood education from Columbia University in 1952 and went on to work for New York City's Division of Daycare as a consultant.
She was very involved in education and social justice. She was a member of the National Organization of Women, NAACP.
Chisholm became a founding member of the Congressional Black Caucus in 1971. Her career in Congress started in 1969, where she advocated for education, children, and families. And in 1972, she became the first African-American and first woman to run for President of the United States. She's buried at Forest Lawn Cemetery, her gravesite engraved with her campaign slogan, Unbought and Unbossed. In January of last year, Assemblyman Sean Ryan announced plans to create a memorial for her here in Buffalo.
She really was quite a trailblazer, and she deserves one.
His office says they have secured funding for the memorial, which should be ready by 2022 for the 50th anniversary of her presidential run. In Buffalo, I'm Alla Araby, 7 Eyewitness News.
Now, I don't know. Again, everybody know what Forest Lawn is at in Buffalo. We all know that. And
Columbia University.
Yeah, and she went to Columbia, which is a high level.
I'm going on there up there with the ADL trying to get into the CDs, 180 feet.
Yeah.
Didn't Barack Obama attend Columbia University?
That's why I love Buffalo, because Buffalo told it all.
And then you know she got a divorce, right, in 1977. And what happened in 1977 in Buffalo?
The blizzard came. Thank you. The blizzard of 7. We used to have fun sliding down the slide.
And that was the testing of what? Heart. That was the first testing of heart.
Hold on. Yeah, she went to
test
Florida.
Every day we're looking at fake guys, all that stuff. All of it.
See, I know people on the line. I'm going to get some online. See, people on this line, no. But see, we got those who listen outside. You know, I don't want them to think we just have a good time.
Paid.
Yeah, I know. Hey, but you got to think of how we got to do it because this is New World Order. And we got to have a new type of currency. And we're going to have it. We're going to be digitalized.
We're
going to be digitalized. I don't care how you think, y'all. This is what I tell people. Facts matters. You can believe everything you want to believe about how your money going to change. You will be affected regardless. If you got gold and silver, you're going to have to monetize our silver, gold, all that shit into some type of currency that backs the gold and the silver. It could be now worldwide. Now, that is the great escape plan. I hope y'all ready for this because I don't play with y'all. Man. I ain't got time. I love y'all so much. I ain't got time to play because time is precious. But, man, come on, y'all. Here it is right here. Here it is right here. Only we got to play for those. Y'all already heard it. Just solidify those minds who ain't perfect in gold and silver mining. Your minds, gold and silver. Y'all. That's what happened. They're taking all our minerals and nutrition out to keep us from mining our bodies. Like I've been saying it. I'm just listening to y'all. Y'all, we mining our own bodies because what we put in our bodies are mining, and what you shit out is what you get when you mine.
Mr. President, honored delegates, ladies and gentlemen, we shall propose further cooperative efforts between all the nations in weather prediction and eventually in weather control.
Remarks the President to the National Academy of Science. From Constitution Hall in Washington, D.C., October 22, 1963.
And third, there is the atmosphere itself, the atmosphere in which we live and breathe and which makes life on this planet possible. Scientists have studied the atmosphere for many decades, but its problems continue to defy us. The reasons for our limited progress are obvious. Weather cannot be easily reproduced and observed in the laboratory. It must therefore be studied in all of its violence, wherever it has its way. Here is an oceanography. New scientific tools have become available with modern computers, rockets, and satellites. The time is ripe to harness a variety of disciplines for a concerted attack. And even more than oceanography, the atmospheric sciences require worldwide observation and hence international cooperation. Some of our most successful international efforts have involved the study of the atmosphere. We all know that the World Meteorological Organization has been effective in this field. It is now developing a worldwide weather system to which nations the world over can make their contribution. Such cooperative undertakings can challenge the world's best efforts for decades to come. And fourth, I would mention a problem which I know has greatly concerned many of you. That is our responsibility to control the effects of our own scientific experiments.
Oh, you heard that. That's what did it, y'all. He said to control.
Yeah, boy, you done found something out, man. You done found something, man.
Ooh-wee. I don't play. This is the dry balls, I told y'all.
I got to get it to you on that, bro. I got to get it to you on that, man.
That's JFK, y'all.
Well, we've been saying everything is an experiment. When they got the
and you said computers, man.
Computers. I hope y'all listening.
You know how big the first computer was, man.
Computers in our hands, 24/7. Everything is an experiment.
Come on, man.
The first computers took up a whole building, man.
Come on, y'all.
They were so damn big, boy.
That's a fact. That's a fact. Hold on, gotta get some more calls. The line lit up. 7472.
Computer is 32.
Drive on,
computer
drive
is 32.
On.
Hold on, I got more calls, y'all. Put yourself on mute for a minute. 7472.
Great, drive on.
Go ahead, yes. Go ahead, Brother Carmen. You know you.
Okay, you played that history to the day. He said the violence and the weather. So that's a weapon right there.
Weapon.
And that's what they've done over there now in Dubai. They use it as a weapon. They use weather warfare. The other
Correct.
Part of it, what? October 1963. When did they kill it? November. The next month, they killed it.
Damn.
Yep.
Because
next month,
he created
right.
the weapon. So they had to kill him. The other part is Shirley Chisholm was born there. And what year is this?
2024.
What year was 1924? 100 years.
Yep.
Look at something. When was the birth of the Democratic Party? Andrew Jackson Jones was running for president in 1824. Both Republicans. Jackson took away from the Republicans, started the what? The Democrat, the Republic Democrat, which became the Democratic
Party.
Not 1824.
Right.
1824,
right.
1924. You're looking at this. This year is so important.
Mm-hmm.
It's because we're looking at this, and what is the next part? Agenda 21. Agenda. You're gonna have 2025. So thing has been in place and been put here, and we knew the earth coming across America because the alignment 249 years ago, Aquarius, Pluto in Aquarius. Where is Pluto right now? In Aquarius.
Mm.
So what with the circle of life, and this is you have, you talking about the 13. We're looking at the put out there, the satellites have found that there's four dwarf planets. You have Setna, Hahana, Makemake,
mm-hmm.
and Eris. Four dwarf planets. How many planets do we have? Nine. Nine and four is what?
Ow! That's what I'm loving y'all today.
As above, below.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
love
what
it.
We're seeing now is a great, you know, this whole part, and even the part when you about the guy that shot up Buffalo, New York. What did he have on the barrel of his gun?
The 88.
Hitler.
Yep.
Right.
88. Yeah.
So what we're doing is we're seeing history repeat because this is right now, this is the pivotal point in this new age. And so we're looking at the great shift because you said this from the other, the cosmic consciousness. We are one place in our Milky Way galaxy we haven't been in 26,000 years. This is a whole new era of consciousness.
Agreed. No doubt about that one.
Yep.
Now, let's go. Now, let's go with that. Now, hold on. Stay with me. Stay with me now. That era, I'm young. You older than us. I mean, to know that the great ones, Dan Carroll, all the celebrities had all this going on. And then you find out they in the cult world, too. Like, they is into the same thing, similar to what we're seeing now, because knowledge is transitional. What you see in between mostly what you say is like facts or fiction. Like, should we think of America as a country or really like a Masonic, occultic nation? Because it's like a construct. It's not like a real nation in a lot of ways because too many entities. And then
what?
Hold on, one more thing. I got to ask you this because
you
know the history of this very well. I got to have access. I want to forget because my mind. Remember that Bill said Native American, so it switched from us. So maybe you think we should like jump ship and go to that construct of Native American because that's all really we know. We born in this region, so that's kind of like involved in that too. I thought it was so symbolic how they made the deal, and then all of a sudden they added on what no one ever talked about, where the Native American thing. What's your construct being that? You give a lot of indigenous history.
Well, number one, 1770, you talk about the era before 1776 when they made it America. There was no America because this is what Francis Bacon came here after he put up the declaration he put there on the church door, came here and said that at Bacon's Rebellion.
Right.
Bacon's Rebellion was because this was going to be, he had already prophesied and said, this is the new Atlantis. It wasn't the new America. It was the new Atlantis. This is
now
why, and then there was, these were natives, had nations. They were not Native Americans because and become America. This was their land. This was the land of the thieves.
Now,
and why
is
the lightning? Why in the Civil War that they have a scene where they up there in the torch with weapons firing at it? And what happened on April 3rd? Lightning hit the darn Statue of Liberty.
Right. Yeah, somebody sent the picture. I seen it. It's beautiful. Y'all sent out there. Y'all, as you as well, all the information we do on these social medias, I'm going to suggest everybody, WhatsApp is the fastest way if you want to get the highest level of your stuff to cross at this moment. It's still metaverse. I told you, you cannot get away from it. Almost impossible in this new communication world, which I tell you, is going to switch up. Now, Brother Carl, let's go with that because I love what y'all be saying. It brings new dimension to everything that we've been lied about in fact and fiction. If the people here realize that, okay, we got all these great resources here, and I tell people it got to be factually some soundness to what we're saying when we say they cut off the Grand Canyon, and a lot of people say huge. I mean, these people at that time is still when the government is guarding the Grand Canyon, y'all. Something ain't right. And the way the news media play it down, now, two things they play down a lot. They only give you the energy, like Brother Weston, all y'all been saying, and Sister, all y'all been saying, the energy is to use the land in good or evil. Y'all know America got enough resources. If y'all travel at all, have y'all seen how much land it is before you see people? When you fly, you be like, God damn, that's a lot of land. You don't see people until you get closer to the airports. Or closer to the shit that you're going to. It's so much land. It's unbelievable. So the thing is,
and
basically
all of your land is by water because that was the original highway.
Right.
Until they created the ships, because the thing was is that you traveled the river and you traveled on ocean. Rivers were your ways of traveling from one part of the country to another part of the country. Going up the coast is to go from one part of the country, from Florida to New York, from New York to Maine, New York to Canada, staying way down the West Coast. These were the highways, the water highways is how the indigenous people traveled the world. What man came up and did in that he started creating and copying things in which they did, because if you follow a path, then that's why Rome became so powerful, is because it roamed all of Europe on the road that people had made. And when they got to the end of the road, they conquered the people. That's how Rome built this empire.
Let's go with that. Roman Empire, and I'm glad you brought that up because I'm about to bring that into play here. Now, the Roman Empire, everybody that never read the book or watched the movie documentary, The Fall of the Roman Empire. I did a show back in the day with people who told me, look it up, go through it. They told me the parts to go look up. That was, they said that during the time of the end and the fall of America, which symbolized the Roman Empire, they said cooking people would be prominent. The cooking people, like cooking shows. I said, well, damn. If those who have read The Fall of the Roman Empire, go look this up. It's, you could tell the fall by different stages of what would be prominent. And we are at that stage. We're at that stage where, because remember, cooking is like number one shows out there. And people now are called voyeurism, where you love looking at yourself. Now, people, I'm not making this up. These are dealing with gods. I mean, gods, like vanity. All these are different energy levels of out there. Now, I want to get deep right quick because, again, we're at that level.
Could I add to that, John Ball?
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
The part is that we had the plantations, then we had the industrial age, then we had the industrial age, then we went into technology. Now we're on the information plantations. We're shackled to these phones, and we're on social media. If you take the first two letters of social and media, you got the new slave master on the information plantation, got you shackled to your technology.
Now, let's go with that. I love it because you're making so much sense on that. Now, I look at that. People I know in the tech world and people out there listening in the tech world a little bit, you understand. I mean, just by knowing that, you could tell through just working that if the tech world who's controlled it? And then we see the Chinese influences and some of the Asian influences, African influences that's out there because they need cheap labor. See, that's why I keep telling people the earth is never going to stop being a slave colony because it's already written to be. Because think about it. I want y'all to listen carefully. I'm not making this up. Facts matters. Facts matters. If you have to plant stuff and stuff, unless you're doing harmoniously, that's a different ball game. But somewhere in the game, the capitalistic or the monarchistic, you need these people. Now, they go back in size. Y'all talk about that. I just said that the only reason I'm bringing this up because y'all mentioned astrology. You said the plants were saying it was already equipped. Well, then we got these new suns. We got these, y'all been saying the bear room for years. I've been saying all this stuff. Everybody's starting to say fake suns, everything. Even the movie that she talked about, Fallout, it's a fake sun, a fake one. And they make it real. Look, so I said, man, they know it's real. They know they could do this. You just heard, y'all just say, I want y'all to rationalize what we're talking about so we can bring the context of now to another level. If these people in 60, we not even born, Kennedy giving a speech before he gets killed, y'all just, oh, and by the way, we got to curve it because we might go crazy with this type of technology. Bam! That means the scientific credit socialism. Now, I just want to give y'all some clues that don't make people get upset with each other. It's not about a party. It's not about you. It's about a philosophy. Whatever the philosophy is, that seems to be the basic driving force of light to these people. They tell you. Now, y'all can say the Bush family. Have y'all noticed, has the Bush family been seen around anybody Republican in years? Think about that one, y'all. Not one Bush family is around. No, they got a two-term president, father and son. They're supposed to be Republican. But see, y'all don't realize it was called the Wilhelm Republic back when y'all be saying Project Paperclip. Why would you think, while y'all saying this, it would be dead? I'm trying to bring it prevalent now. It ain't dead. So you know you living right now in Project Paperclip. It ain't like it's dead. It's still functioning. High level now. High level now. Because we have been, facts show that the government is still run by faction. Because remember, the Bush family, Cheney, all them. Remember this, right? All them wanted to go against. Now, look what they're using. January. Come on, y'all. Think about that one. January 6th.
But you gave.
Think about that one. Well, I guess, yeah, go ahead. What you going to say?
You gave a good point because the two Bush, Daddy Bush and Son Bush, right? Go back to the Armistead case of Syracuse,
right,
being tried because he tried it at the Supreme Court, got him off, and they all sent him back. Why was his daddy John Adams? Because John Quincy Adams.
Yeah.
And John Adams was the lawyer who defended the British officer that shot Christmas addicts that began the Revolutionary War.
Right.
And that's why he killed a black man and his son defended a black man.
But is that fact of fiction for our court? Because
that's facts.
That lets you know that is it really one man or is it allegorical? Of, cause remember, they use a one man for a group. Like, oh, we're going to say Christmas addicts is the only person, that he only black. Because the construct will make you think he's the only black. Like, there's no other blacks. But this dude,
that was the first person. That's what they saying in history.
He was the first person.
And when he revolted, hold on.
First person, we got all that. But I'm saying to all y'all listeners out there, that don't mean it's a fact because we telling these people that's a construct. Because you think it's only one person gets shot first, and you go, if the blacks are so measly and so no good at, why would you start the revolution on a black? Because the blacks was the reason for the revolution, because they were taking over the land. And
right.
Right. So hold on. You all said, see, the way y'all described this history, it sounds like it's a one-person thing. Can't be. Ain't no one person. Now, so you, anytime somebody say, I'm the first or I'm the one person, that's a construct. Because you got to have multitudes to be somebody. Hold on. I got you.
Right, but
you.
He was an indigenous person of the land before the invaders got here.
No, I'm saying, you saying it, but our construct of what our people have learned, Chris McAddis, they don't know Chris McAddis don't mean, they have no idea Chris McAddis is a symbolic name for an indigenous tribe. So you, we followed this lie too, because most people say, oh, Chris McAddis. So, okay, so they, once they kill Chris McAddis, where's the rest of the blacks? Explain those. They can't, because y'all hung up on Chris McAddis. Chris McAddis is a symbolic. Chris Hall is a symbolic character. Where is Chris Hall really at, everybody? Think about that for a minute, Paul. You think it out there. Where's he at? Where's the burial? He's like a secret death. Now, we about to get deep, I told y'all. Because I said George Washington, if y'all in the Moors say he the Wichitas. I got sister, first of brain, let me get somebody 1-877 real estate. Because I told you, this whole thing was based off housing. This whole thing based on housing for the Congressional Black Caucus. And y'all acting like housing is, if a collapse comes, and y'all let the wrong people, because you don't realize that they made secret oaths. Because you say you, y'all say y'all in the New Atlantis, y'all say y'all understand. Well, you better realize this force is fighting for us. See, I can lie. But see, the facts got to come out that we've been lied to, and you got to let the lie go.
Yep.
See, the thing is, y'all want to keep on to the lie. Like, y'all got to know, ain't no goddamn thing. If there were some slave ships that was that lucrative and we had all this money, why ain't they spending money on finding our ancestors' graves in the ocean than they do in getting pussy at a cheap hotel? See, you know it's not real. Your heart ain't in it. If you was really concerned about the slaves that y'all pretend to have came over from all these, think about how many, have y'all been on cruise ships at all? You know how long it takes to get across a ship in modern terms and to ship customers every day? And you say to me that these people had this the ship that could go millions of people hard? No. They are made agreements with the people already over here. It was already agreed upon. When they got over here, all you got to do is say, where did the trade come in? Y'all just said sex. Y'all hope y'all ready for this. You just said sex.
Yeah.
Y'all said the sex trade. They traded all the people. Well, think of your land as sex. See, your land is sex. And you hoarded it. See, you paid bounty for you to be a whore and sell parts of your land, and you act like you forgot this. Hold on. Now, think about it. The land is sex because she's a feminine. And what you allow to come in to a whore your abode, which is your bounty from the land, you sold it all. Then you came in debt owing pirates, because you under pirate law when you are in first contact with indigenous people. I hope y'all know that. If y'all don't know that by now, it is sad to say. Unbelievable. A pirate has to come in first to privatize the land. All right. They're going to privatize our brains. Let me get ready for you, because y'all don't...
Cops Hill, Boston, Massachusetts.
Yeah. Privatize.
That's where Prince Hall is buried.
Yeah. He buried there. Yeah, okay. If that they want to say it. I just know if he buried there, so we'll find Jesus now. Okay, tell me that one. Now,
hey, that's why we use discernment, man. So CERN ain't shit, man.
We at another level. I told you, we about to go. Now, I want all y'all to know, the Democratic Party, because no one really cares about what the Republic really meant, obviously. Because if you read the book, the Atlantis, I don't know if y'all read it. I can't be responsible for what you read. If you take tidbits of shit and don't read the whole book and read, it takes... It's but it's, when you read the book, it's almost like Pan-Africanism. Everything is utopian. Everything. We do no wrong. Everything is perfect. No matter how fucked up we got to get there, it's perfect. Now, I told you, they're going to kill Joe Biden. I didn't say it. They said it. But before Joe Biden
died. He already did, man. He already did.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm glad to see
you. Hold on.
Yep. Now, Wes said some things about cloning. Y'all all know cloning. I know I believe in it. Ties, different shit. Because you got to be running, y'all. I'm tired from working, doing this, playing music, I'm trying to find time. When do they find time to sleep, all of them, really, when you think about it? Where are they sleeping at? How the fuck you up every, you on West Coast, East Coast? Well, when are you sleeping?
Hey, that nigga P. Diddy clone, man. That motherfucker dead high somewhere. That's a fucking clone, man.
I said the cartoon out there showing. Now, I'm going to show you how we in a cartoon brain of mine. Y'all, we about to go to a new level, yo. We in a cartoon brain of mine. Now, the president who they got, Kamala Harris, who fucked Willie Brown of California, the same one who sold out Shirley Chisholm, he gave the vote back first to McGovern, if y'all watched the movie. See, it was Willie Brown, who Kamala Harris from India and Jamaica. See how they working with the Pirates of the Caribbean? Who was the major pirates in the Caribbean? I'm not going to go no further. Now, on the West Coast, who the pirates? The Chinese. Now, in Japan. And see, we're not going to go there. And then who in the bottom land? All of these Aztecs, Mexicans, all y'all talk about. Boom. Now, the indigenous people know there's some issues. I'm going to tell you why we ain't thinking. And we are thinking. The Buffalo Soldier, who we don't have many of on Antoinette's show. She don't have so many great icons. Brother Eddie, y'all know, all y'all to listen. It's just, we don't do it because we do it because we all and all of us together love doing this. That's what we're going to keep doing until we go. So my thing is this. If we don't look at these people now in the caught light and see that they could be serpents or they could be surf shifters, they could be all that we talk about, then you're going to be even crazier when it actually comes to fruition, fact-wishing. Now, how can somebody tell you this when think about it, he can't say shit now, but let's listen to Joe Biden, what he was saying when he was young. How about that one?
Our constitutional journey did not stop then, and it must not stop now, Judge. And we'll be faced with equally consequential decisions in the 21st century. Can a microscopic tag be implanted in a person's body to track his every movement? There's actual discussion about that. You will rule on that, mark my words, before your tenure is over. Can brain scans be used to determine whether a person is inclined toward criminality or violent behavior? You will rule on that. And Judge, I need to know whether you will be a justice who believes that the constitutional journey must continue to speak to these consequential decisions, or that we've gone far enough in protecting against government intrusion into our autonomy, into the most personal decisions we make. Judge, that's why this is a critical moment. There are elected officials in this government, such as Mr. DeLay, a fine, honorable, patriotic man, and others, who have been unsuccessful at implementing their agenda in the elected branches. So they've now poured their energies, as the left would if it were different, they've now poured their energies and resources into trying to change the court's view of the Constitution. And now they have a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Now, what do you think mean pack the courts? See, y'all didn't even think what he was saying. Young, he told you. We got to... He was talking to the white dude, the one that came in. I can't think of his name right now. The one that came in during that era where he was like, oh, it's the what? They was the one. You thought he was going to be for the Republicans, but he's a Democrat. And he's there on the court now, the one when he said this to, because he was being, going through the appeal to become a court justice. And he brought, the man mentioned microchipping, brain scanning you before you born to see if you got criminality. This is eugenics. And it went to the Democratic Party to get the blacks to be the first to be killed.
And Dry Bones, look who got brain problems now.
Right. He got brain problems.
Come on.
karma. But I want to say something about, yeah, that's karma. That's karma all day long. That's why I believe there's a higher power. There is a creator. There is something because they have so much of power, but, you know, karma does, on their actions and their policy, karma does come back around. But I wanted to say something about Shirley Chisholm. I never really did any research. I knew about her, you know, just the basics, first black Congress, ran for United States president, you know, basic stuff. So I don't know. Have you ever researched the person who she ran against? His name was James Farmer.
Yeah, James Farmer.
And,
SELC, go ahead.
Okay, James Farmer was the likely to win that seat.
That's right.
James Farmer, when you look at James Farmer's resume compared to Shirley, who was just a teacher and just started, you know, on the campaigning for the first judge, black judge in her district, she could not compare or stand toe to James Farmer, who was also a Republican.
That's right.
And he was actually really trying to help equalize the black community.
Right. Good analogy.
Chisholm,
that's a great one.
She supported,
great analogy.
She supported, I believe she, just based on my, you know, I've only researched her since we've been on the phone, I'll be honest with you guys. But I believe what I've read, she would be one of our Maxines because she was one of the very first black women to support abortion. Okay? And she took upon herself to follow along with the current Democrat policy. And I believe she was the birthright of, and then she spoke Spanish, so she won by a lot of Puerto Ricans in New York as well. And she went on to the women's rights.
Right. That's
so
right.
How
she spoke Spanish.
In there.
Hold on. Let me go there. Stop, because I don't want to lose my thought from you, what you're saying. Now, see, if they was for real and they knew that we was being brought in from people with different language, you would have hurriedly eradicated and made it mandatory for our students to have two languages. It would not be French. It would be Spanish because of the fact that we need to know Spanish and then in certain regions. Now, I'm going to go deep. Every region you can't learn Spanish. Because your region ain't controlled by the Spanish influx. It's going to be controlled by the Arab influx. So now, and so you're in a total dynamic matrix of economics now. This is what I hope would have been told. But Gus, go over there. Because you said a mouthful with that one. I'm going to say that for sure. Because it makes sense. Now, what now? James Farmer, she's 21 years old, guys.
That's how long this man has been in politics. Okay, what black 21-year-old meet Roosevelt? Okay,
now,
his family. He
was it because he was too young? Because I mean,
no,
we ain't gonna go.
Not 21. That was in the '40s when he met her.
Right, right.
He was younger. I'm just saying he's been in politics.
But he, but
then,
James Farmer's been around the because you brought somebody up, I know Ray. That's why I say Ray. See the heat of this conversation. I told you we got to come to a dynamic between our old, young, and middle age to come to a new dynamic of thinking because we don't start at this. Oh no, one thing they ain't learn, we learn. Then we learn something. Now our kids learning what we don't learn. It's like a total disconnect of information. That's why they did it like this, to disconnect our information. When you disconnect intel. Intelligentsia, look at that word. It means more than a dictionary. Go to Latin dictionary and look up intelligentsia. And it'll not mean Spanish because you're talking about a Latin dictionary. That's another thing. People got so many friggin' fucked up ways about Latin does not mean Spanish. Latin is a whole different thing, everybody. Are y'all ready for this? Y'all ready for the second half?
Dry Bones.
Go ahead.
She brought up James Farmer, and the Denzel Washington played James Farmer in the movie The Great Debaters. That's
right.
Who he was portraying.
Right.
That was the James Farmer that you ran for Shirley.
James
Chisholm.
Farmer,
he was an orator.
Yeah.
Right.
But hold on. Right. We got that. Let them look it up. I got the part. But look what the keyword. I want to talk to you. He was a Republican. Now, y'all don't even know who was a Republican
in that party, because this is what I understand about our people.
But he was a communist too. That's what they were trying to argue about. He was
communist.
Organizing the farm workers.
Well, anytime
he was
a part. Anytime y'all
he was a part of the organization. He was a part of the Corps. I believe it was the Corps when I read that part as well.
He was part of the Congress on Racial Equality.
But hold on. Tell me. Ray Ennis, for those of y'all who don't know, Ray Ennis and all his family, remember, we used to have shows with Morton Downey Jr., all the communists, Curtis Sliwa. Look, we know the Puerto Ricans had their own communist party. We know all that because think about it. If you look at this revolutionary plan, I'll say this again. For those who are not thinking, you did not come up with this. They did it in the Spanish area of the Caribbean first. That's that came up, Willie Lynch stuff they came up with. Because
Che Corvez.
They gave you all the communism people are already been out there for years. Why do you think they're coming in here? Because the word Latin means Vatican control. I cannot state this enough. I learned it. It's a fact. It's in a Latin dictionary. Many of you must don't have Latin dictionary. It's a Latin dictionary that tells you all the court words. And when you go to court, you have to be smart. And again, I'm not that. Hey, I'll tell you, you got to be really smart. You better find somebody to help you because they will get you on words. We've been saying this. Y'all saying this. So obviously, Latin is mixed up. There's no such thing. The Latin people that you claim to be Latin is not the same ones y'all claim to be the Puerto Ricans and all that. They don't. It's not a whole. It's a totally different jurisdiction. I want people to realize that when they was talking about the, because remember, in New York State, the Puerto Ricans was the only group that most blacks knew first that was Spanish. They went to the same schools. They was cool. Family was cool. Fine sisters, fine women, fine people, good young. Everybody. I go all day long how many of the Negrons and all these people we grew up with was Spanish. My cousins married Spanish. Everybody. It was no problem. Sex was going. You would fuck Spanish. Black folks fuck Cubans. Everything is being fucked on the planet Earth. Now, this is where the problem coming in. The people take it on their land as their energy. So if a person come here claiming they're fleeing and they still want to have their flag, what does that mean to y'all out there? It's a fact of fiction that you're being played. Because a person can't come here saying, I'm fleeing Hitler, and then put up a German flag. Wouldn't that be strange for the Jews to do? Think about that one for a minute. Because that's what you're following. You're following this. Now, I'm going to show you something today. I got to do it. I'm going to show you how cartoons.
Oh, man, but, they just put up a Ukraine flag in Congress yesterday when they passed that deal. They put up a Ukraine flag in Congress.
Thank you. That's what I just said. I know I've seen it from y'all, and I've seen it from other news. I said, damn, because I see a lot of stuff for the feed. And I mean, all this. I said, man, when I see that, I go to the Wednesday news. I'm looking at it. So what you do is, y'all, go. If you got Fire Stick, see, that's why you got to use technology strategically. Go to European news on your Fire Stick and go to Europe. Man, they catching hell. I don't think y'all know what's going on. Obviously, you don't. Probably, I mean, go there. The Farmers' Rebellion. They got their people going into digital currency already.
We taking your land for climate change, and they fighting back. Matter of fact, in some place, they even reversed some of the policies.
Thank you. Now I got more calls. I got to chill out. All the original calls, chill out. We got a few more hours of time left, but chill out. I got so many people online. Caddy, Sean Caddy, you out there? George, we put Washington out there, the 12th Henry.
Yes, right.
12 handy. Go ahead, man.
Drive bombs. Yeah. You're hitting it.
Yeah.
You're hitting
it. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. I knew you was there. I got you. Go ahead. Hit on them.
Well, I appreciate the fact that you started off with the George Washington because some amazing things have been happening this month of April. Two of his photo images I got, his statues, I happened to pull it out from, and I never saw them before with all my research, and then I go look for it again. It's not there. So they're pretty much putting out the information. For those who don't really know who I am, George Washington is my fourth great grandfather. He had children. I'm going against the history, everything they ever taught and everything they ever said. We had the era like now where we at the point. Let me throw some out. The Gerald Ford mentioned about the first female. Well, it won't be Kamala for one, because Kamala as a man transferred over, so that don't count.
Hold on, man. You ain't supposed to. So, okay. So hold on, but what if it's a hermaphrodite cult? Because It seems like that's what they want. Anytime I see women okay with, I mean, I just heard the chick dance. I love women basketball. I mean, hey, they look fabulous to me. But when a chick can say a man can play with them and she just won the national championship, was she joking? Fact or fiction? Well, she might have been joking. So if she's joking, that was a hell of a joke. I loved it. But if she was factual, I don't know. So what you think? I mean, you think that's, you know, because she, even if she was a man. But so let's just go for the premise. I ain't seen damn pussy or dick on none of these people. But if I was, I would tell you. But I like to say, if say, for instance, for the hypothetical, she has a dick. She does wear pants all the time in the ritual. I have never seen an address. If it is, okay. But I like to say, if she is one, it wouldn't fall from where this is going, because we're seeing now that this transformation of, now I want y'all to know that bill went from indigenous Native Americans now to transgender is now on your bill, everybody. The bill that you was originally supposed to be in the Talented 5 and the Talented 13 and the Magnificent 32, they just like that movie, sister, 32 and 33 on Fallout. Look at the numbers on Fallout, 32 and 33. Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. They signed it all day long.
All day long.
Scarlet Bones, all of it.
Let me
throw this out. The reason I keep throwing to George Washington, because I'm the one, I'm also eligible to be a president, a legit president.
But do Ethiopia, because remember now, of course, now, I'm only going by what we've been factually putting on these programs. Now, you got validity in Ethiopia. Now, you saying that Ethiopian lineage is also here, that's where we get this, because I don't know. I mean, cause explain that part. Because if Ethiopia's involved, which is on the World Health Economic Forum, Ethiopia's there. CERN is on the World Economic Forum. I mean, CERN, what is CERN doing on an economic forum? Now, if George Washington, I just said, does that mean that, because remember, Saxony does not all the time mean white people. Because if you see the Black Knights, the two double eagle, these are not white people. These are supposed to be Libyans and, let's just use the term Libyans and, you know, Moroccans and Nigeria and Sudanese armies. I mean, so how do we look at these new groups? Because maybe by using that premise that you're saying George Washington, because there's something about George Washington, I want to make sure everybody understand that we ain't making this up. He laid the first cornerstone, supposedly. We go with that premise. And he's the grandmaster. But this 12th Hindi, most people don't bring up. Now, Hindi got Hinduism. Now, is this a new age thing, that because these are enlightened people, there is no real Jesus Christ story in the lodge other than mystical. So if this is the case, and George Washington, all this chopping the cherry tree and all this stuff they made mystical, factually, he could be a black dude, because remember, why would AI make him black at first? Think about what they did. Think about what Google did and all them did when they made everybody change.
Yeah, not the cherry tree. He cut down the tree leaves, man. He chopped the tree leaves up, the tree trees.
That's the symbolism of the tree. Right now, I think everybody should
say it. Yeah, the symbolism. The tree leaves is contract, man. He broke the contract. He broke the contract.
Let me share something.
So, Kathy, explain that, because that's a hell of a dichotomy. If you're going to say you're part of that bloodline and that other one. But go ahead. East and West. You're part of East and West. You're the double hair.
What I'm telling everybody, I didn't go to no 23 DNA, none of that crap. I got straight bloodline. Like my great grandfather, he was a prince. His father was a king in Abyssinia. I got those days, and his father was the son of George Washington that was here in America. So when we look at Cherokee, it's really Char and Key. Key was the name of this planet first. And the 13 colonies is where it's not 13 nations, but they forgot. They keep, for some reason, they keep, one. Y'all want to leave out Dina, who is the 13th of the tribe of Israel. She's the daughter of her brother Judah.
So she likes Sherry Chisholm.
Isaac.
So she likes Sherry Chisholm then. one chick. It's always that one woman symbol.
Because the woman's out of the equation. Why is the woman always being taken out of the equation? Is she the secret weapon? I mean, I'm just thinking out loud.
Yeah, that's deep because
y'all also got Barbara Jordan, man. She was around that time too. Barbara Jordan.
Barbara Jordan, part of Shirley Chisholm. She part of Shirley Chisholm.
Let me tell you what Dina went. Dina came over to what we call Arkansas today. And then Abraham's wife, third wife, Katara, when Isaac took over, he sent her, and they are the ones who came over to the land of Mu. They are the reason why it became Mu, M-U, and then from Abraham, a city where he was born was Ur. So you got M-U-U-R, which is more, that version more, not the M-O-R. That's a whole different situation.
Mm-hmm.
Those children had built up what we call Atlantis. That's Abraham's seed. So people over here are from Abraham's seed. People over here are still from Isaac's seed. These are real people who traveled and left. So that's who you people are. So when I say Cherokee, that's really saying Abyssinian, because if you look at the ancient language of the Cherokee, it's in a language that Gitiz is the oldest language in Abyssinia, and it predates all those languages that's present right now in Ethiopia. So we all tied in. We always been family.
Now,
it's always 13 families.
Now, would that be the reason? Now, I'm asking y'all because I'm playing it. Did I hear nothing? Who was that said something to me? Was that 1-6? That's the answer to that?
Yes.
Yes, go ahead. Go. I know I heard that voice somewhere. Go ahead, sister. Much love. Go ahead.
Okay, do you remember back when we had Tammy Peppermint on? And
yes.
She had said that George Washington, that it was an allegory, that that was not his real name. It was someone else that was portraying George Washington. And if memory serves me correct, his name was Adam Wessler or something like that. Do you recall that?
I got to look that up.
Okay.
Can
I speak on that?
Go ahead.
Thank you for bringing that up, sister. The Hebrew name and them hard name for George Washington is Georgius, and they actually have an angel that's in the churches here, Orthodox churches, called Saint Georgius, and they lied and said he was a Roman soldier, but it's really George Washington. So his name is Washa Kyle, and Kyle in Amharic is a symbol of the Ankh. So when you're dealing with Ethiopia, you're really saying Upper Egypt, and then Kemet is really Lower Egypt, where you got the Mediterranean and you got the pyramids, but
now,
the middle is where you find Luxor.
Now, there's going to be this other group now. I got to bring with validity to everybody out there listening for the dry bones of the 10 reasons. Now, they would say that up until you say the part about, they would say that he was over the temples here because we got our own Nile, which is the Mississippi, and all the rivers that flow into the Mississippi, the Ohio, and all these other, and the 3,000 lakes. That's what they would be saying about that. They would, a lot of groups would say that the George, even what you said, the name, everything, but he would be here, and he would be equal in stature because he was given Anglo-Saxon privileges. Based on the 12 Hindi symbolism, that he would be enlightened them as well. Because remember, if he's president of this so-called Confederate of that particular area, the Wichitas and all this stuff they're saying out there, then that would be that they already had a Confederacy. And that might be where they're getting the term Confederates from, by our having the terms Confederacy or Iroquois Confederacy. All that's out there. And then homage would come if you look at your state flag, everybody, that has everybody indigenous on your state flag. And, you know, it's just amazing to me that the magic that goes on with this, because then no one could explain to me why it took five of the so-called, and then look at what we're talking about. Now, I want y'all to don't forget what y'all talking about now. Rangel, Kanye, Stokes, Hawkins. I mean, that's what the reparations movement was based on, these constructs. And you see where it's at. It's going toward universal income. So it's a trick. So I'm just trying to get y'all to see that if George Washington now, either the capital of that seed. Now, what if Trump, I'm going to use a hypothetical.
because I got to bring y'all to the next segment. See, I told you we're in hyperbole, and that means virtual reality can hit you anywhere. But what if somebody is predictive? It's called predictive programming. Predictive programming. Remember what I'm saying? Predictive programming. What if I told you that, okay, George Washington did all this and had kids. And come on, he had slave kids. And he had the, Mount Vernon, all this stuff. Jefferson had all this stuff. What's that one of the roses and all this stuff. I mean, they have all these vineyards and stuff. Who do you think is managing this? And it's not just here. This international trade is being placed. Slavery here was actually feeding the East. Our slavery that we went through fed the East. Through what? Treaties, debt that was owed to them. See, this is the part that I'm going to answer your own question in simplicity. If you are in debt from a war, which is called the Civil War, you now got to come up with a new construct, because first you had a war, you had straight slave trade, pirate trade. Then you want to make a republic out of it. Now you got to pay people back to fight these people off. So now, called predictive programming. They have predictive our strategy. I don't know how they did it. That's what's going to be for great discussion. But when we come back with this one, isn't it strange, a cartoon? Hey. I heard somebody say something quick. Go ahead, quick. I'll give you a chance.
I just want to tell you that how they actually did it is because of the fact that when you look at history and you look at the Chisholm, and then we never, ever learned about who she was going against.
Of course.
When they deprived knowledge and education,
okay.
And they started out right then and there. And they didn't have social media back then.
So you are, okay, hold on.
Right.
I'm saying what everybody said. It's dumbing down America.
So
yeah, just a second. I got to play this before you, because I can't have you go too far. We already know. Dumbing down America. We've been saying that for years. So if you've been dumbed down, then think about your parents. Then think about that generation. Because if you can figure this out, then okay. That's my point. That's how easy this is for anybody. You just said the same thing that you've been saying. Dumbing down America is what we all, anybody went to high school and on this line, you was active. That's why, Brother West, you're so right. You've been traumatized through a lie. And when you come out the lie, you become radicalized. That's what they tell you. But I'm telling you, it's already predictive programming. I'm going to prove it with facts, because this is a program that has facts and not fiction. How the fuck could the Simpsons know Trump going to be president? That's amazing.
These are the Simpsons predictions for 2024. Welcome back. Charlie here. From the exact equation of the God Particle to smartwatches, submarine implosions, and even Disney buying Fox, the Simpsons has made so many uncanny predictions which have already come true. But the Simpsons predictions for 2024 are insane. The Simpsons' first prediction is that Trump will win the 2024 election. On November 15th, 2022, Trump announced that he would run again for president in 2024. When this happened, the writer of The Simpsons, Al Jean, took to Twitter, pointing out that The Simpsons predicted this back in 2015. During one episode where The Simpsons family go into the future, Homer can be seen floating by a sign, and on that sign says Trump 2024. This episode aired before Trump was ever president. The Simpsons already predicted Trump becoming president once.
As you know, we've inherited quite a budget crunch from President Trump,
which has led many to say they may be correct again. An even wilder Simpsons prediction is virtual reality food. The Simpsons already predicted virtual reality gaming back in 1998. In the episode titled Friends and Family, Homer and Marge can be seen eating virtual fudge through a straw on their VR headsets. You may think this could never happen in real life, but recently this technology has been invented in real life. A company named Aero Banquets RMX has made VR food. It allows you to eat various foods, and uses VR to change your taste perception, reframing the human mind and changing how we experience food. This is a very new technology that may take off in years to come. Another scary 2024 prediction is an AI takeover. Many experts have been sounding the alarm about AI taking people's jobs. In recent years, AI taking people's jobs has become a real concern. But The Simpsons predicted this all the way back in 2012, with the episode titled Them Robot. In the episode, Homer loses his job. That's because Mr. Burns replaces all of the power plant's employees with robots. In the episode, Mr. Burns even says humans will train these robots.
You will train them, and they will replace you.
Before the robots go on to take the humans' jobs. Which is exactly how AI works in real life. Robots are already working as waiters in Japan. It's also believed that taxi drivers will soon be replaced by self-driving cars. And ChatGPT will replace jobs, for example, coders, paralegals, financial advisors, stock traders, graphic designers, accountants, copywriters, proofreaders, and even translators. And of course, all of ChatGPT's training was done by humans. Much like what happens in the episode, The Simpsons also predict that in 2024, AI will go rogue. You might think this sounds far-fetched, but a Google AI engineer recently lost his job. This was for exposing that Google's AI had become sentient.
We are rapidly approaching a point where we will have systems that can meaningfully imitate humans to the point where we won't be able to tell.
Meaning that it could learn from itself and also feel things. The employee, Blake Lemoine, is highly respected in the AI scene, before he was fired for exposing this information. But The Simpsons actually warned us about this in 1994. In the episode Itchy and Scratchy Land, The Simpsons go to a theme park run by robots. As the episode goes on, the intelligent robots become sentient, disobeying humans and going rogue. When this aired in 1994, people would have laughed it off. But today, many ask what will happen if AI decides humans are in its way. But an even scarier Simpsons prediction might be that of World War III. Recently, the world has come closer to World War III than ever before, with conflicts breaking out all over the world, including the Russia-Ukraine war and the Israel-Palestine war, not to mention the heightened tensions between the USA and China. According to former CIA spy Andrew Bustamante, World War III is on the horizon in 2024.
I would argue that we're already in the beginning phases of World War III.
But some say The Simpsons warned us about this all the way back in 1987. That was when the season 2 episode titled World War III was broadcast. In the episode, Homer is paranoid that World War III is commencing, saying that major world powers are planning to nuke each other.
Wake up, everybody! It's World War III! Quick, down to the fallout shelter. The bombs are dropping.
Many worry that with all the wars breaking out around the world, this could come true in 2024. When the episode aired back in 1987, the Cold War was going on. Of course, in 1991, the Cold War was won by the USA. But recently, many are saying that we're now entering into a second Cold War, with tensions between the USA and Russia at an all-time high. An even more likely 2024 Simpsons prediction is colonizing Mars. The resemblance to real-life events here is insane. In the 2015 episode titled Friend with Benefit, the government starts looking for volunteers to move to Mars. The episode ends with a glimpse into...
Now, if a cartoon... I just have to play a little bit for that. If a cartoon can give you your reality, that is insane if we go along with this show. I mean, come on. It has said everything. I've looked at the companies. It almost makes you want to invest. You say, you know it's coming. I know we're going to want to eat virtual food. I can see it. Because you're eating McDonald's. Oh, 4007. Let me hear from you. This is real.
Greetings. Back. Dry Bones and family.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Operation Paperclip, Operation Mockingbird, Project Monarch, MK Ultra. That's what we've been under for 80 years, folks. Is it a wonder why we are the way we are? I don't think so. And there's such a thing called the International Covenant on Human and Political Rights, or Human and Civil Rights.
Mm-hmm.
And if you read that, you will see that we, the people, have all rights, except that they've switched it and changed it up into civil rights alone. And civil rights are given, and anything that's given can be taken away. So,
correct.
You know,
correct.
We got such deep mind programming and mind scrubbing going on. That's why we're in the situation we're in, folks. If you don't study, if you don't read, if you don't look into things, You cannot show yourself approved, and you will go down. And regarding the earlier part of this country, the first people who came over here were not no pale-skinned Europeans. They were us. We were the people of Europa. We were the people of that came here. Many of us came here already from Europa. That whole situation, we got to stop with this crayon talk and get away from all this nonsense about that we are some kind of crayon color. No, we are the people. We are the indigenous, original, first people of this land, the first people of Europa, the first people around the planet. So we got to get that straight and get this black and white thing out of our heads, because it's nonsense, folks. No such a thing.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about, y'all was your area. I don't know how old you was in that time over there, but she came to y'all. She did the votes. Willie Brown was.
Well, I wasn't. Yeah, but I wasn't here then. I was in Europa then.
Oh, okay.
When she was when she was going on carrying on, I was in Europa. I was working as a graphics photographer and an assistant editor, and in my own company. The company I worked for was the company that we built, myself and a bunch of other Swedes and other foreigners that were there. We did that. We built a publishing house and printing operation called Word Front. And we had it there 10 years. I was there 9 years as their chief photographer and one of their primary editors on the publishing side. I traveled to Zimbabwe in 1978 when it became Zimbabwe again for the first time, and learned about the whole story of the continent called Al-Kabulan, not Africa. See, and you got all these names that they're throwing around, African American. You can't be called after no two continents. What kind of nonsense is that? We are the first people. Let's get that in our heads.
Well, hold on. Let me ask a question. Because remember, I don't know where you was at during the time of all y'all listening. But I just want to bring it back to this, what they said. During that civil rights movement, it said that they changed it and gave it to Native Americans.
Native Americans, yes.
Don't you find that strange? Right. Hold on. That's the point I'm making.
Yeah.
They switched the name on us. And no one, I was like, what? They switched the name on us. What do you think that how that was able to slip by millions of black people, whatever area, all across the country? All the 10 regions that no one knew.
Yeah, that was slick, because he knew that we were the original of the land, as you would say, the data.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So they told
they
you right
to
there.
We was going to catch on. And
we didn't catch on.
We didn't catch on. We were stuck on, like you said, the color game, the crayon box.
I want to ask y'all how they made that, because my I wonder, Ray, and many of y'all there listening, ask your own family history. People that's in your family that's been active and stuff, just ask them, they know that they switched that on them months later. You know, we young. We only in our probably just becoming a teenager. I'm just saying to myself, that was very significant to the civil rights. So is it fake? I'm asking y'all today, is it fake or fiction? Because how could you let that slip by?
Because
it's like, think about that.
Just like they let Johnson get away with murder. Just like they got Johnson get away with murder. That's the same thing.
So now we got to think, if we could watch this happen.
Stolen identity.
Okay, 6621. I got more calls. 6661. Go ahead.
Stolen identity.
What's going on, good brother?
After much love to Esau story. Greetings, Esau story, brother.
Greetings to all. Greetings to all. And Ashe. Everything the brother says is correct. Kibalans, Tainos, Garifunos, Talanagas, indigenous.
Yep.
That's what my great-grammy said. We were Arawaks, but when you do the the history on Arawak, it was the language. That's where you got all the Pig Latin and the and all that.
Mm-hmm.
That just trickled down the Greater Lesser Antilles, South America, indigenous, Olmecs, cousins. Oh my goodness! Blessings, my brother. Blessings. I got my popcorn. Blessings, my brother. Peace out. I'm listening.
Rich, enriching. What happened?
He went out?
Yeah. Looks like somebody disappeared.
Yeah, you know how. Hey,
we get too deep on them, they cut us off.
Yeah, all ears on us, you know. But this younger generation, they have a lot to deal with because now they still have to play catch up. But it's moving fast, you know. The revolution.
Oh yeah.
It wasn't nothing physical. It was that everything was technological. But
right.
We got fed the physical, you know, and it went, the corporatocracy is on its high, and everybody is in on it, you know, everybody. Even the ones that say.
Go ahead, brother. No, I'm saying.
Oh, okay. Everybody is in on it. You know, one side say, oh, I don't have those powers, but you got executive authority. That trumps everything. You know what I mean? And to see them turn away the impeachment of Mayorkas on huge scales, even when it came to, like, Medicare or Obamacare or the extra taxation, what they were talking about when they say, when my definition, marketplace, and being able to shop according to your pockets. But see, and they had a majority, and when it came time for the main set, and I seen all these so-called blue dogs, and I said, oh, y'all going by the Hegelian doublespeak, you know?
And they
mastered it, bro, and it's unbelievable. And at its highest level, where we've been at a Zionistic point of view, because just the same as they divvied at us during the Belgian conference, they divvied up the states as well. But they still family. It's a hidden rule that no matter what, we still family. See, we, like Brother said, we the only ones got caught up in the color game because if you look at any other race and ethnicity,
Now, let's go with that because maybe that's why if we reverse their start of this different how this slave trade actually took place, we can see how it would make sense that we are, because if you take somebody from the seacoast off of South Carolina and from the Barbados, I mean, not Barbados, but for the Virgin Islands and from all these, Lesser Antilles, you bringing them in and you got to be shipping, now you shipping the Jamaicans and the Haitians into Louisiana, parts of Florida, the Bahamians right there, they're part of the shipping trade. So now we can see that the craftsmen was this diet, this ethnicity, these type of people going inland, you're going to meet more as they was going into land. So the construct is like, we don't realize that they was just shipping different groups of people around with the shipping on the coast.
They
got
us
thinking they brought them all, everybody was not brought across to America from Africa. It wasn't a big huge that they died as much.
But how they divvied up the tariffs were through that Commonwealth, the Commonwealth nations,
and the
queen and the wig and all that. And you see a lot of them brothers over there. You still going through it now? You wearing
because
wigs?
Parliament.
You don't even have your own constitution.
Parliament. That's right, Parliament, because the Parliament's down there and the
Admiralty
are Parliament. They're parliamentary. Yeah, parliamentary government. Now let me ask y'all after this, man, because I told you, try to make people, but we got to think in warfare terminology because many of us ain't been in no real war. I mean, we ain't had to kill a bunch of people and go through, people, just think about people dead all around you and shit. Now, if governments create this chaos, which causes people to flood in, now it's organized chaos. See, when it's organized chaos, that's dangerous there, y'all. That's worse. This organized chaos could go on as long as they want because they can create, I mean, it's manufactured. Now, the biggest thing I tell people today is two things. If you got family, you want safety for your family as well as self. and you want fair laws as human beings. Because how can one person kill everybody? Hold tight. No, don't. Hey, y'all hitting on some good stuff. You're choking that hard. Put yourself on mute. Put yourself on mute if you're choking.
they smoking some good shit, ain't it? 420, man.
Yeah,
420.
I don't know what they doing, but put yourself on mute. You smoking
that? They could have been drinking something.
Oh my god! Hey, we gotta have fun with the dry bones. I can't just be. Hey, you gotta have some optimistic. See, we optimists because Optimus Prime, you gotta be optimistic. It's gotta be good and evil. Yeah, you gotta be good and evil. But you gotta realize we creating it because we first, and then your offsprings is your genetic pool. If your offsprings eat you, it's really like nature. If you think about it, because we blame everything, but if your nature creates chaos, then chaos coming. If your nature able to produce fruits, light, that's why prophecy of the dry bones, because we're about to get deep. It's about light because it says, can they live? It was almost, they was on death row. Ain't that how sometimes you look at our situation, it seems like it's death row. But it said not, it said that somehow the four winds blew. That's revolution. And out of the four winds, that means the four hemispheres of the globe, it would be, now, I'm giving y'all some think about it. I ain't saying it's facts. I ain't saying it's fiction. But I want y'all to think. Now, I read some crazy cult shit. And I tell you, Alice Bailey, all this, new age movement, and the Maitreya got Hinduism in it. It's like, you know, now in Masonry, there is no bounds to who God is. It ain't got to be no Jesus, but they promote it to the Christian world as Jesus because your mindset is on Jesus, so they promote it in a way where your mindset is at. But every nation got it. Now, if every nation got this school of thought, and the higher you go in the school of thought, the higher you rise. And you get all the fruits and shit. You can have everything, every orgy you want, everything you want, however you want, you get it. You got to be told, you got to be known it's going to pay a price. That's the common sense. You do that for your own kids. See, the same thing we use for our own kids, the same thing the Illuminati use. If you got a hierarchy of kids, you're going to want to do everything you say. You're going to treat that one better. One who don't do what you say, you're going to be more hard on them. The same thing. That's the yin and yang. It's the same. It's nothing lesser or big. It's all the same. It just look like it's big. It's the same what you're going through in your own fucking house. Got money. Now, the government, now you know you extort, not saying all y'all here, but you know you got family, we extort each other. Especially if you know one is lesser in thinking, you'll extort all their money if you was one of them type of relatives. You got relatives in your... Yeah, go ahead. What you going to say?
No, I think we took it lightly when they said the devil will have 6,000 years.
Yeah, we took it lightly.
I don't think we took them serious because anything we doing right now, they knock it down. They seem like they in power.
Right. It's a time frame.
And even when you said they keep talking about the slave trade, they missing the letters, Slavics. You know, it's like.
Right.
People say the Bible falling into prophecy, but it never said slaves. It said we'd be in bondage, not slavery, bondage. And that's
now,
two different terms.
Right. Now, let's go there because, see, that's why I love y'all. Because now we say we become bond servants, bond and maid servants. And I said, well, damn. Now you realize they made a surety bonds out of us. And I tell people, y'all not lying about the capital letters. No, that we know you're not lying. The construct is how to get out of it. Some people say, oh, I got out of it. Oh, I did this and that. I don't know what you did, but if you're the only one, then it's not nationalism. See, here's where it gets deep. If you like a few people can escape this, then what is it? Is it nationalism? Spiritual reckoning. Because nationalism means that the nation you are, you believe is God. Think about that one. And even if you get beat up by that land, you take it to another land, that same flag concept. Think about that now. And do what? Activate the same construct that you learned from that construct. Ain't that what we do?
Think now about remember, that. God is just a title.
Right.
So
right.
God
I'm just saying the construct. Not
the
yeah, I'm, right. I agree with you. But I'm saying, it's not. I'm just asking y'all, are we, because fact or fiction, if it's not a real, if he, you just say he's not a real, it's not real, let's go with that. It's a construct. I mean, it's a philosophy. It's a mindset. It can make you do whatever this thing is. And I think they call it like on Star Trek, what they used to give it to you, things will come in and make you think the same way they would, they think. You know, they morph your mind. So I'm going to go with a morph mind because I want people to understand. I'm going to tell you how I know this is to be true. Now, right now, before I bring in more calls, hold on. I look up magic stuff. Now, the Wizard of Oz was reformed in 1890. About a now, this is what it's really about. It's a parable about populism, money, reform, and the 1890s Midwest political movement led by William Jennings Bryan. They got together. Now, this is what they said. That's what I know. It's nothing new under the sun. This is the original, which I got right in my hands. The Wonderful, that's what it really was called. It's called The Wonderful Wizard of Oz. The Wonderful Wizard of Oz was the first published in Chicago, 1900s, under Frank Brom. He was the editor of South Dakota, the same state that say they free today. If you look at South Dakota, what's their chick name? Noon. She said, South Dakota is the freest state. I said, what? We need people to build. Look what they saying now. Midwest. It says, within a newspaper, support William Jennings Brown, Byron, who stood three times unsuccessful as U.S. presidential candidate of the Democratic Party. See, he was a Democrat that came up with the Wizard of Oz. Look what the dude said. He said, a particular concern both Braun and Bryan was the nature of the money supply that was prevalent in the United States, in the Midwest states in particular. In 1890, he said, Britain, there had been given severe depression, many businesses had gone bankrupt. Farmers forced to sell up. Factories closed. Workers made unemployed. Farmers Midwest were suffering from drought. Now, all this was going on, and the man said that the money of the U.S. then and now was entirely created by private banking system. Now, this is in the friggin' 1890s with the Wizard of Oz. The Oz was made up. It was called the Wonderful Wizard of Oz. But now, let me tell you the solution, y'all. Now, I hate to say this. Those four characters, or those three characters, the Cowardly Lion, the Scarecrow, I mean, to our demise, that was the whole playbook for our area of humanity. To be the Wizard of Oz, I mean, somebody made this, it's like a story on real West Coast bankers is mess. All the Munchkins, let me tell you what the Munchkins, Rusty Kent, that's why it's so crazy. It said that Dorothy, or sort of proverbial every woman, I'm every woman. That's where they got the term from. Landed on the Wicked Witch of the East. What was the Wicked Witch of the East? The East Coast bankers, y'all. Killing her, so freeing the Munchkins, the downtrodden poor, but the Wicked Witch of the West Coast banker, remained loose. In the deal with Kansas City, the Good Witch, guess what it means? It means the Witch of the North representing the electorate of the North, the electorate, representing the Electoral College. I'm giving you the whole playbook. Less than 40 years after the Civil War, telling Dorothy seeks out the Wizard of Oz, being short of an ounce, meaning of weight both in gold and silver. Ain't that the fall of Daniel? Says your kingdom holds in tickled of silver and gold. I'm telling you, they tell you the
and
story.
An OG of weed.
Hey, drive on.
Tell you the story. Go ahead. Let me get some more calls.
Let me ask you a question. Lady, she was on earlier. Her line dropped. She called, but she want to speak. Is that fine? Because she was in the store. So.
Oh yeah, that's right. Let me find out where she went. Okay.
She on the store. No, she on my line. No. She's on my line.
Okay.
On my line.
Okay. Well, then put her in. All right, yeah. I know.
All right, Texas. You there?
I know. Our Texas sister. We
I'm
know,
here.
Yeah, there you go, Texas. Go ahead.
Okay, great show as usual. Love the insight and the knowledge. And I know one of the brothers had spoke about dealing with how they try to come after, you know, our power once we get to a certain level. And I think that's so true. I did a Facebook Live, and we know how I call it fake book do. You know, you start talking about certain things, they start messing with your stream. You know,
right.
They start cracking up, slow connection. Anyway, so funny, I'm trying to get our people to understand, and I'm knocking anybody. It's all due respect on the call. I'm not knocking nobody religion. But I've just come to learn in my life that it's a form of division and control to make a lot of us docile. So why I'm making this point. So I had the Houston Texans quarterback here. I don't know if y'all know him, C.J. Stroud.
Right.
He's been having a great season here in Houston. Well, they didn't stick the dogs on him, Kim Kardashian and Amber Rose.
No.
Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh, yeah. So
man.
I was trying to break down to everybody when I'm speaking on my live, is religion really working? Because he's supposed to be so religion holier than thou. But to me, it's two things you have to battle, spirituality and nature, right? Because for one, he's still a man, right? And number
right.
two, spirituality, should I connect with that spirit? So I was making a point. Because even my own child, I had to tell him, hey, older women ain't what you think they are. Stay away from that. So I said they done brought the soul snatcher out of here, Amber Rose. I said, again, where's this young boy, parents and mentors, and he need to talk to Kanye and Wiz Khalifa. Then they bring out Kanye West, the gypsy, the witches, the warlocks, okay? So I'm tying all this together because we have to hold on to our young people, even though that they grown, but even coming on up, because I even talked about the issue
right.
that was going on with Angel Reese. When
right.
you get, when they see you, like the brother said, we get to a certain power. Here they come. The white folks, Jews, see, they don't want that boy to break that Tom Brady record. They did the same thing to Deshaun Watson, the quarterback
right.
from the Houston
right.
Texans here, right?
Right.
And so
right.
I was warning people.
Right.
Hoping
sure
somebody
did.
Pull his brother to the side.
They sure did.
Kim Kardashian warned Kanye. Well, Kanye caught on, right? Kanye had enough to catch on, but then he had his issues. Then look what she did to Reggie Bush, correct? Then what she
right.
did to Ray J. Then all her home family, Tristan Thompson, the other white boy, Scott, that's a drunk, Bruce Jenner, who are during a woman now. And then you got Amber Rose, what she did to Wiz Khalifa, and she got married because
well,
she said it because she mixed with white and black.
Let's go there because you brought up a great point. Now, everybody I know now, Atlanta was considered the new Mecca, but it's a lot of people now looking at Texas. Houston, talking about they moving
yes.
to Houston from here. Now
that's correct.
We see a lot of living a lot of stuff going on in Texas, a beautiful place. A lot of y'all got a lot of history there. Now, I know from family members that's there. I've been to the Alamo. I had some good times there. The question to me is, I know is that the Mexicans, I have
mm-hmm.
to admit, they almost act black. I mean, I never seen what I was saying. I was unbelievable. I mean, they had gold teeth. I mean, they had rims.
Right.
I mean, they were. And our people, who I have family, married a lot of the Mexicans. I mean, what's the take on what you consider? Because it's different dynamics there. How y'all look at the population of the Mexicans, the black, the whites? Give us that flavor for a minute. Give us a minute of what. How's that mix there?
Well, I would say, so I'm in Houston, and then we can talk about Texas as a whole. So I can say we have some places you have a mixture of things, and some places you have pockets of things, right? So a lot of, I say this from the sports side, like a lot of Mexicans, big Astros, Texans, fans, or whatever. And then just like societal. Yeah, because you have them that grow up in our communities, right? A
right,
lot of them that
right,
grow up in
exactly.
our community that's kind of like us. I can also say this. with the younger generation, you don't really see the race thing, like racism, you know, part
right.
of it now. If you it now if you dating or with them, now the father or the brother or the uncles might not like you because, you know, they don't, you know, want us to be with nobody like this. But other than that, most of it, it's almost like a camaraderie or so. And I've seen us work together too, but, you know, they still pull together as a whole. But it could be pockets of where you want to be. So
now let's look at that, because I'm glad you said that. All y'all listening. Now, when you say, because it happens here. I mean, I'll be the first to tell you, I've met some beautiful brothers and sisters from each of these countries in the Spanish world. No problem with me. But there is a camaraderie based off land. Because somehow,
that's correct.
This energy of the land that you are supposedly on has a lot of birth power. I don't, and you can call it magical and what you want, but it holds even in sports. Because if you come from somewhere and your mind, your childhood, your history, your family is there, you get a bondage to this land. That's the biblical side of this book I told y'all that y'all seem to hate. Some of y'all hate, some of y'all. But it's the whole story in there for us in English, because English is the magic language, y'all. English is the magic language. That's why it was
a good one. Where George Floyd from, man? Houston, ain't that where George Floyd? That magician,
yeah,
George Floyd?
We got to do a whole show on him one day, Brother Rez.
Yeah.
He's from here.
Can
was
we
a
do
crackhead,
that?
Dope.
I tell you, can we do that? Just call me. I will.
Yeah,
we
do, yeah, because
yeah.
that need to come out, too, about
to
what
out.
Really happened
that's right.
with George
now,
Floyd. But that's correct, Brother Rez.
Well, sister, you got my email. I'm going to give everybody a look. I can only do so much.
Oh, yeah,
y'all
I need the email. You drive
7.
Right.
If y'all got a show y'all want to do, at least tell me
okay.
what it is. Tell me what it is. I told Brother Tariq the same thing. It's hard to think for y'all or everybody, because I don't want to be my thinking. I want to be the dry bone. So y'all the dry bone, come up with something, because y'all might have some people in your area that could come on the show with y'all to help us validate these areas that this is happening.
Yep.
On a dry bone scale. Now, I've got to go to another location of thinking. I'm telling y'all this nicely. You don't have to believe me. You're going to wake up one day and not be able to go to the bank. I mean this sincerely. I see it happening. They did psyops here, had the bank closed. They went crazy.
Can I touch on that too, Brother Dry Bone Squad?
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was going to be my other part, the financial system, which is about to collapse. Citibank is the next bank they say is going to go bust. So I don't know if anybody have any accounts with a Citibank.
Look up what a bail-in and Dodd-Frank Act is. That's right. Hold on. She said Dodd-Frank's. There you go, sister. Now, they knew that when I told you last week when they did the thing and broke up the real deal. And messed us up back in the day. Now, this is what's going to happen. Thank you for saying. See, y'all don't even know. We don't even talk. See, we don't even talk, some of us, only through the thread. And yet she hit the segment that was going to happen. It's called the fallout. That's what it's called. The fallout, like the movie.
Even America's banking crisis is still hurting the world. Two American banks failed earlier this month, and this is the fallout. America's biggest banks have taken a hit. The big four banks lost $52 billion. Global markets suffered losses too. This month, they've lost as much as $1 trillion. A major bank in Europe has been sold. Credit Suisse is being bought by rival UBS. The deal was engineered by the Swiss government. Now, the world often talks about America's military firepower and how lethal its weapons can be. But U.S. banks can be just as lethal. In 2008, remember, they triggered a global financial crisis, and now they've caused yet another meltdown. The worst might be yet to come. A new report says that as many as 186 banks in the U.S. could be in trouble. 186 banks. This is the finding of a study done by four American economists. They say more than 180 banks could, quote-unquote, go the way of Silicon Valley. Silicon Valley Bank, or SVB, is based in San Francisco. It's where the entire crisis began. It was the first American bank to collapse. It had run out of money. The bank did not have enough money to pay its depositors. Now imagine the same happening to 186 banks. Apparently, they have the same problem, the high level of uninsured deposits and a significant drop of government bonds. We've told you about this before. These banks bought government securities, government bonds. They're considered a safe bet, a good investment. So the money that people deposit in banks was parked in these bonds. But soon the value of these bonds declined. That's because America's central bank, the U.S. Federal Reserve, jacked up interest rates. It brought new bonds into the market, and they offered better interest rates. So the old bonds became worthless. They lost their value. And the banks which are under pressure still hold a sizable number of the old bonds. SVB dumped its bonds at a loss. It had no other option. It had to pay the depositors. The bank lost almost $2 billion in that transaction. Ultimately, it collapsed. What happens is the same story repeats at 186 banks. Needless to say, the losses will be massive. In fact, I have a copy of the study with me. Listen to what it says. Even if only half of uninsured depositors decide to withdraw, almost 190 banks are at a potential risk of impairment to even insured depositors, with potentially $300 billion of insured deposits at risk. If uninsured deposit withdrawals even cause even small fire sales, substantially more banks are at risk.
Yep.
So $300 billion would be at risk, and it may have a ripple effect. That's what the study is saying. Already one more American bank is teetering. It's called First Republic. Its stock has been losing value. In 2 weeks, it has slumped by 90%. A few days ago, 11 banks stepped in to save First Republic. They injected $30 billion in cash. It was supposed to be a lifeline, but it hasn't helped. The cash infusion could not calm investors. The value of the stock is still falling. Wall Street CEOs are in a huddle trying to come up with a new plan. If other banks are at risk, 180 others, like this report says, it wouldn't take a lot of time for the crisis to spread to other markets. This, remember, is a worst-case scenario. We can only hope it doesn't come to this.
Now, the biggest bank heist in the world, everybody, look this up, who got a chance, is from Vietnam. A woman. A woman stole the most money in the world.
And they put it in jail.
She got the death penalty.
I just want y'all to hear that so y'all know only the facts matters. That's not even that much news. I had to see. I said, what's up? I said, she sold the most in the history. She make Bankman Fried look like a fag. Bankman Fried don't even come up. He a fag to her. She a real dick. She got her family involved. You want to see a con game. I looked up the whole news. I went to on the channel, watched their news. I said, God, this is Vietnam, y'all. Vietnam, the biggest banking heist in the world right now. In the world.
Hey, check out a movie called Chaos with Wesley Snipes, man. Chaos.
Hey, Dravone.
Yeah,
Dravone, what about that What about that movie? Because what we got going on right now, Drybone, you remember that thing is a diary of confessions of economic hitmen. Jews are economic hitmen, man.
Yeah.
These goddamn running down Jews.
Wow.
Economic hitman.
He was a white dude, did a whole thing on economic hitman. Now,
all in the yellow brick road, goddammit.
Perkins. Now, hold on. I'm loving this because, again, now it should explain, and even to those who listen from the Latin world, are you Latin because, and then you are of the Vatican because you've been given Vatican permission to enter into these countries. Remember, these countries are under Vatican control. Go look them up. They're able to go.
And that nigga from Georgia going to see the Pope, man. Warlock. He's the Pope now, man.
He's a warlock.
Wait a minute, Wes. I'm glad you said that. Because look, when you look at that thing, he going to be the Pope, that dirty goddamn Pope, you better understand something. hey, look, man. You know, what's the boy named that just coached the, Harbaugh. You know, Harbaugh went to the goddamn NFL, right, to the Chargers.
Right.
And they gave that brother that job in Michigan, and they sent a 3-year recruit on Michigan. Jim Harbaugh took a 3-year suspension, I mean, a 3-game suspension. Michigan can come back, win the national championship. He go to the NFL, and goddamn, now they gave the brother a job, and the brother got stuck with the recruiting violation. Now, check this out, man. Jim Harbaugh and his brother went with the Pope, man. Come on, man.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, they ran that SIOPS a couple of years ago when the 49ers played the Ravens. And life went out in Louisiana.
Yeah, life went out. Yeah, they came back.
9:33, man. Oh, they came back on 9:33. My bad.
No, let's go with that because I'm glad we're going to stay with y'all because, you know, basketball don't get good till later on for me. But I'm going to say this. The sporting thing, I don't know how I tell people. I hate people. I don't worry about nobody's money because I ain't got no power with nobody's money but my own. But gambling has spiritual powers. These numbers, like you said, Brother Eddie and them be telling y'all, I mean, numbers would not be as prevalent if it was not astrology. So they know this. That's why they do it. Now, they took astrology and made anthropomorphic characters through sports. That's why you got the Buffalo Bills, you got the 76ers, you got all these symbolic names, and you amalgamate into them like we all do.
49ers,
goalkeepers. I mean, we got all kind of stuff that we gravitate to. I was at a funeral. I ain't making this up. A very loved individual in my family. He had a funeral as of yesterday, and he wanted to be a Raider because down here, the Raiders in Miami, believe it or not, they love the Raiders. He went out the way he wanted. It was beautiful the way they did it. I just say that we amalgamate into these characters. These characters are anthropomorphic. You better go look up that word called anthropomorphic. Means you take on celestial human characteristics. Even though you a star system, you just take on the characteristics of a human. So unfortunately, that has not been taught to our individual kids and children in homeschool, New York State. I'm getting ready to get to politics right now. If your state is doing stuff you don't comprehend and you got enough fortitude and strength to go to a meeting, go to the meeting. Because what happened is they're going to make a law. Look what New York State did. They now are going to say you can homeschool. Because they know the school system is screwed up. Each state is going to say you can homeschool. Now, I'm an advocate of homeschool because it works. I know for a fact. That's a fact. And remember, we had Dr. Umar. And I wonder about black people who watch these people. How could you? I got to give a shout out to one of these young cats called Mike TV. Mike TV goes live and look up Umar's shit and bust him up. You're a new generation, brother. Love you, man. Keep it up, Mike TV, young cat on YouTube. I had the pleasure of going to his channel, beautiful dude, don't know him at all, but I said, man, I could tell him, he find out themselves, you new generation, y'all need to find out that pimping is a big business. Pimping is the biggest business of all. Now, here how I live myself. I say I got to pimp myself, CC. Once I pimp me, I'm a better me. You have to make yourself be activated to do what you need to do. Because what happens is vampires. Now, we're going to get into the crazy world, I told you. I played this tape for you. I'm going to play it again next week. Vampires do not mean biting your neck. They only did that as symbolism. It means lifeline or blood tick or tick.
Mm.
Blood sucker or spiritual sucker.
Parasite.
Right. They showed
you. Hey, hold on. Hey, boom. Did that lady say at 186 about the bank? Ain't that 186 mean killing police out there in Cali at 186? Huh? She kept saying that shit. 186.
Right. Now, that's India. That newscast come from India. That's a newscast from India because I watch Indian news.
Yep.
You know why I watch Indian news? Because Indian news, they pimp their people more better than anybody than the Chinese. I don't know if you know about the Indian pimp game, but the Indian pimp game, they got them cutting their hair.
Where are they in? Yeah.
Hold on. I want you to know how they pimp game work now. They pimp game makes black women buy their hair because they got their women going to, they call it devotees. They cut their hair to the shrine of Shiva, and give their hair
up. Right.
And they sell the cross.
And put spells on these black women. Put spells.
That's
they
right.
witches, man.
And
they put
spells
on these dumbass black women, man.
They
y'all
had,
spells,
they had
man.
A video of that. They had a video there, Brother West, with a lady. She looked like she was had anxiety, depression. It was a whole video on Instagram, and they was cutting her hair. to put on somebody else's hair. So that's why they say when some of these all culture women, young girls, women acting crazy, you because fear is transferred.
Because it's before the shrine of Shiva.
That's right,
before
the spell. Right.
But they add a shrine that you already worship. Now, I told
okay.
you, Kamala Harris is Hindu. Shiva is the god of the new world order of what they call the New Age. I hope y'all think the New Age is us. They even say that the Kennedy dude is part of the New Age movement. They say that Joe Rogan is part of the New Age movement. They say that a lot of the comedians are New Age movement. Now, go look it up. You think I'm making this up? Go look up New Age. It's called
the
New Age.
Yeah, they wish that just died. Medusa. What her name? Medusa?
Medusa just died. It's like Medusa just died. I hate to say it like that. But these are people who advocated you taking COVID shots, too. All these people that you claim is for you advocated that you mandatory taking shots.
Somebody,
come on,
here,
y'all.
The,
come on, y'all.
Somewhere, somebody working or something.
Put yourself on mute. Put yourself
on
mute.
Yeah, if you're in your car,
right.
Man, put yourself on mute, man. If you beep it.
Put yourself on mute.
You beep in there. Well, you know, Shiva is Atum. Atum,
yeah.
You know, we know who Atum is.
Yeah.
Shiva Atum. Is really Atum.
But she's a female counterpart. She's a female. Remember, every guy got a female counterpart. That's a fact. They just don't want you to know because we're under the masculine rule, but it's over now. And that's why the masculine, that's why the masculine is running to be a woman again. Because he out of balance because he wants to now change his sex. Think about what they're doing. They changed them when y'all started talking about the
shape shifted man. Shape shifted.
But y'all called it shape shifted now. But a couple years ago, y'all said the feminine principle was coming. All y'all talked about. We got the feminine principle coming. The age of Aquarius. I went to so many seminars. All y'all was not y'all online, but other groups kept coming in. Yes, we're going into the age.